jug of tires down there. Three cars getting ready to run into some traffic in front of you. Be smooth.
Be smooth or be rough, because it doesn't matter after tonight. Because we're at Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia, for the Dartmouth Dodge 200 and the season finale of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. And the broadcast crew from Racetime Radio will be bringing you all the action. There's Josh Paxton, Jerry Paxton, the voice of the Pro Stock Tour, Tim Terry, and of course, the captain himself, Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
And welcome, everybody, to Scotia Speed World. It is the Dartmouth Dodge 200 tonight, live on racetimeradio.com worldwide, and we want to welcome you here. On the track, we have Tim Terry. He is getting things ready to go. Driver introductions are on their way. We also want to welcome Brad Mann to the booth. He will do color commentary today, along with Josh Paxton, Jerry Paxton. Let's throw it down to Tim Terry and see how things are coming along down on that racetrack. Timmy, what's happening?
We need the final couple of people that are on this racetrack off the racetrack so we can get driver introductions underway. Drivers to the podium, please. Some of these drivers are actually doing what they've been told. Emily Meehan, Sarah McKay, Russell Smith Jr., but a half dozen others are back here as well. If you are not at the podium, drivers, you need to be here, please, and thank you.
As Tim does the roundup out there, you know what that's all about, Brad. Normally, down on that side of the fence, but you just finished telling me off the air there that your race car has been sold.
Yeah, we made a deal with the crew chief, Joe, early in the season that this would be my last season. I would get to choose one 250, and we took the Attiganish 250. We raced the regular season pro stock in Fredericton, so after the last race in Fredericton, we dropped my crew chief off at his place, and I left a car, and I left with a bag of money.
And that's what you wanted to do in the first place, right?
Yeah, it is. It's 30 years. It's been a long time, and we live quite far away, living up in Camelton, up in northern New Brunswick, and a little harder to get sponsors and make it all work. So we had a lot of fun at it, and I don't have any regrets. Met a lot of nice people. Race fans are a special group of people. The tour is a special family. I'm just glad I had the opportunity to enjoy that.
Yeah, and you did a whale of a job behind the wheel of that number 35, Big Coors Light Machine. I'll never forget that. The first time I was out here, one of the most iconic and rememberable race cars for me. And as a personality, I know I spoke with you that first night we were out here and always enjoyed it. You're a wealth of information, and I know you're going to come in real handy tonight during the broadcast. Josh Paxton, you're down at that end. It looks like everybody is making their way to behind that podium.
Oh, they're definitely getting over there so they don't have to feel the wrath of the voice of the Pro Stock Tour, Tim Terry. And had a quick chance to walk up and down pit lane, and everybody seems settled. All the war wagons are up. The tool chests are labeled and ready to go. And I think we're ready for the driver introductions. Tim?
Just getting the final couple of race fans off this racetrack, about 90 seconds away from getting going here with driver introductions for the final race of the season, the Dartmouth Dodge 200. And Brad, this is usually when the butterflies start to fly down here, especially if you're making your first start on the series or you haven't made a start in a long while.
Yeah, it can be, right?
Yeah, well, they'll get the butterflies out in a hurry, Tim, but if they haven't made a start in a long time, they don't want to get into anybody that's running for the points. So you got that pressure on you to make sure you don't mess up somebody's day that's ran all summer and dedicated their summer to the tour. But also you want to make a good showing so that you can get that sponsor that noticed that you had a good day and you did a good job. And that may be the difference whether the guy on the other side of the desk says yes to when you bring in your proposal to get a sponsorship.
Yeah, and you definitely want that to happen. You need the victories to go with it. You need good, solid runs, and these guys are about to have a real good, solid run. Tonight, we don't know who's going to win this. It'll be interesting.
It is. Everybody that was here for the 250 watched Dylan Blankhorn spank the entire field along with a few American drivers. Gained a lot of respect that night on the show, and he was good again today. But this is everybody's last chance to show what they really had. Maybe it'll be somebody in the field that didn't have a good summer, and all of a sudden today they hit on it, and they get a good night. It's going to be real interesting. It's hard to top what we saw in the 250, but I bet you it's going to be real close.
Yeah, it sure will be. Let's throw it back down to Tim Terry now. Tim, how are things coming along down trackside?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dartmouth Dodge 200 round number 12 on the Parts or Trucks Pro Stock Tour. It is my pleasure to introduce you to the 22-car starting grid, beginning with car number 18, the Universal Truck and Trailer Shaw's Towing McKinnon Brothers Service Center number 18. From Winslow, Prince Edward Island, driver change, Wade McKinnon. Right on board, Locksmith Wet n' Wild Car Wash on the 14 car from Albany, Prince Edward Island. Ladies and gentlemen, Terry Dugay. Vector Aerospace, H&P Glover, RDMD Refrigeration, car number 8 from Crapo, Prince Edward Island, Kent Vincent. Making her first Parts or Trucks Pro Stock Tour start, car number 75, Archibald Drilling and Blasting, Dexter Construction Municipal Group, on the Chevrolet from Rodden, Miss Rodden Rocket, Emily Meehan. Year 2014, X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year, the A.E. McKay Builders Pubs Drive-Thru Bottle Exchange Chevrolet, from Quispam, Sis, New Brunswick, Sarah McKay. Sanford and Son and Mega Enterprises Limited, car number 11, from Fall River, Nova Scotia, making his first appearance on the tour this season, Marty Parivo. Pioneer Coal Nova Construction, car number 88, the Ford Fusion, driven by last week's NASCAR Canadian Tire Series winner from Dutton, Ontario, Jason Hathaway. Microcomputer Atlantic and South Shore Speed and Sound, car number 21, from Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, Sean Pierce. NGH Industrial Services, Streamline Auto Services, number 45, from Dutch Settlement, Nova Scotia, Leonard Boudelier. The Atlantic Dodge Dealers, Loyalist Marble and Tile Dodge, number 29, from Springvale, Prince Edward Island, please make welcome Greg Proud. Speedy Auto Center, Tacoma Drive, Finish Line Final Designs, and Alpine Auto Glass of Bedford, number 24, from Waverly, Nova Scotia, starting position, number 12, Steve Ross. Signs by Chris K. Hubley Woodworking and Contracting and the Mike Stevens Memorial at Petty International Raceway next week. Partnering on the number 44 car from Lakeside, the Bounty Hunter, Russell Smith Jr. And now your top 10 begins with the Celtic Ford Fusion number 89 from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, Donald Chisholm. Halifax Glass and Mirror, Archibald Drilling and Blasting, and Howard Little Excavating, number 99. From Terrence Bay, Nova Scotia, Craig Slotwhite. Neil C. Mitchell Sales, Mick Asphalt, and the Story family from Fredericton, New Brunswick. It's the 02 car from Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia, Brad Eddy. Dexter Construction Municipal Group, Ledwidge Lumber and R&D Performance, car at number 0, starting in position number 7, from Enfield, Nova Scotia, Sean Turpall. Atlantic Tilt Load, Irving Oil Blending and Packaging, car number 53, came close last week at Riverside International Speedway, from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia, Cole Butcher. K. Hubley Woodworking and Contracting and English Jewelers on the 66 car from Hubley, Nova Scotia, Daryl Marr. Car number 67, the Blinkhorn Auto Recyclers Cat Shack. Chevrolet number 67 from Truro is Dylan Blinkhorn. And your three championship contenders coming into this evening's racing action: Dobbelstein Service and Maintenance, Rodigo Equipment Limited, number 52 from Fredericton, New Brunswick. Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Tucker. Castle Building Centers, KA Holdings Incorporated, number 5 to start on the outside of row and number 1 from Brudenell, Prince Edward Island, Jonathan Hicken. And your pole sitter and point leader on the drive for five, the Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center, Dartmouth Dodge Charger, number 97, John Fleming. We will call on Stacy Lynn Hatt to head up to the podium area. We'd ask everybody to please rise. Gentlemen, remove your caps for the singing of O Canada.
O Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all our sons commend. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, thy true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Thank you, Stacy Lynn. You can find her on iTunes for the final time this season. Drivers, please prepare your cars for competition.
And there you have it, the starting lineup for tonight's Dartmouth Dodge 200. As the drivers all get belted in, thanks for tuning in to Racetime Radio. I'm up in the tower, located right at the top of the grandstand. I got Brad Mann, veteran driver in the Parts for Trucks Tour, up here with me. Brad, this is going to be a whale of a race here. This is the time where all that planning that you've been doing, not only through the week, but all season long, it all comes down to 200 laps tonight on one of the toughest racetracks in all of the Maritime Scotia Speed World.
Yeah, it is, Joe. And just noticing something interesting in the front of the field, Joe. We have Nova Scotia, we have Prince Edward Island, and we have New Brunswick. It's a tour for all the maritime provinces. Nice to see a car from each province up in the top three. But all the planning, all the racing in the shop, it's all over now. It's time to show it on the racetrack. There'll be a lot of give and take here early, I would think, amongst the veterans. But somebody still has to win.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And also this year, we got a welcome in Art Steve, starter for the Parts for Trucks Tour. That guy is going to go in to the Motorsports Hall of Fame out here in the Maritimes. He's going to be inducted in November. Everybody owes it to Art Steve. Put your hands together for that guy. What a story. What a legend here in the Maritimes. He does a fantastic job, and he will lead this field to green, and he will keep his watchful eyes over this field all night long. In fair competition, we have got the right man on the job. Ralph Vokey making his way across the racetrack, feeling a little bit under the weather, so he is not up on that starter stand, but Ralph is here today, and that's all good news. We look for these guys each and every time on that starter stand. It's important, Brad, to have a good starter, a good assistant starter, and a good staff like we've got here in the Parts for Trucks Tour so that you guys have the comfort in the seat.
It's just as important to have a good team that runs the tour, Joe, and we're very fortunate to have the best people in the provinces running this tour. It's very professionally run, and it's a joy to run, and it's well-respected. You guys are all over Canada. We have the best drivers here in the Maritimes by far, and it's interesting to see the outside guys come in, but time after time, our guys prevail.
Absolutely. Let's throw it down for some opening thoughts now. We got a couple of moments. Throw it down to Josh Paxton. Josh, things heating up down on that end. It's going to get exciting here in a real short order.
Absolutely, Joe. And we were talking a little bit earlier about Who do we think is going to perform well in this Dartmouth Dodge 200? And the best answer I can have so far is I'm going to bet on red. I'm going to put it all on red tonight. I think that gives me a good shot. There's about six contenders here with red paint schemes at the top of that list. Jerry's been talking about Cole Butcher. I interviewed the zero of Sean Turple. I think it's a good chance to go with a red car in victory lane tonight.
And Jerry Paxton's going to overlook turns one and two here at Scotia Speed World. I know he's up on the chip for this one. Jerry, how are things looking?
Can't wait to get this one going. And as we've talked about so many times, John Fleming in the 97, you saw the time trials. You saw him put that car on the pole in time trials and again in the Dash for Cash. There's no question. He is the championship contender. He's the guy that, you know what? He's pretty much going to have to defeat himself. But this is racing. Anything can happen on the racetrack. Who knows? One mistake somewhere in the field and everything changes. So see what happens. But as Josh alluded to, the other driver I'm keeping my eye on tonight, that number 53, a Cole Butcher. He's been getting stronger and stronger and stronger, running better. Tonight could be his night. It'd be a perfect way for him to end this 2014 season.
Yeah, he's going to strike gold here at some point. That 53 car has been a bullet all season long. Can he get it done tonight in the Dartmouth Dodge 200?
Very well could be. Another rookie get it done tonight that showed us he could do it for the 250. The 67 of Blakehorn. The 53 wants his first race. And the 52 is up in the front to start the race. Anytime the 52 is up front here, he's done well at Scotia Speed World. He can be a contender.
Also, Donald Chisholm wins an ASCAR Canadian Tire Series race this year. He's won Parts for Trucks Tour big races. Can Donald Chisholm get the monkey off his back here at Scotia Speed World? All those questions are going to be answered here shortly. Let's throw it down to Tim Terry. Tim, how are things coming down on that starting grid?
Check, check, check. There we go. Down here with Doug Wilson, the dealer principal at Dartmouth Dodge. Once again, we want to thank Dartmouth Dodge for coming on board, because without Dartmouth Dodge, this doesn't exist.
Well, you're very welcome, Tim. Thanks very much for having us down here today.
And you're getting ready to say that command in just a few moments' time. I believe we're only waiting on two drivers. 45, are you ready? 45 and 97 we are waiting on. And John Fleming, championship getting ready. I know you guys are waiting for a party, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Waiting for Fleming. And by the way, if you're listening on Racetime Radio, Greg Proud has gone to the pit area. They are working on that race car. I would assume that they're probably going to lose their starting position. They'll fall to the rear of the running order when we do go green. The Atlantic Dodge, Dealers Dodge, working on that race car right side up on the Loyalist Marble and Tile Dodge Charger. Still waiting on 45. 97, are you ready? Thank you, 97. Waiting on 45, Leonard Boutelier. As soon as Boutelier is strapped in, we're going to get this party started for the final race of this 2014 campaign on the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour, the NGH Industrial Services Streamline Auto Services number 45. Looks like possibly, Joe, a radio issue with that race car. They're playing with the radio down there.
Well, you want to have good communication, especially on a tight racetrack like we've got here in front of us tonight. We got a nice clear sky. We got a beautiful day in the Maritimes for this, the final Pro Stock race in the Parts for Trucks Tour. It is the championship run here today. It all comes down to 200 laps. We will see a competition yellow in the middle of this race. These guys will duck down pit road, get all the adjustments needed to continue on and to go out there and finish the Dartmouth Dodge 200. John Fleming, the guy that will lead it to green here tonight, is your points leader. He needs to do 17th or better here tonight in order to take home his fifth championship in the Parts for Trucks Tour. Can he do it? We will find out, and we will find out right now. Tim Terry, down to you.
We're still waiting on the 45, but Doug, before we do go racing, we got something special coming up at lap 100.
Yes, we do, Tim. Tonight, Dartmouth Dodge has a promotion going that we started this year. We call it the $52,000 giveaway. Up here we have our Dartmouth Dodge tent, and there's some young fellas in there making sure everybody fills out a ballot. We're actually going to give away $1,000 tonight on behalf of Dartmouth Dodge to a lucky winner. You got to be here. At halftime tonight, we're going to make the draw.
So once we get that lap 100 break, we will do that. And Doug, we're ready to go. What are those magic words?
Drivers, start your engines!
And we hear those super late models all come to life out here in the Maritimes. The Dartmouth Dodge 200 is going to fire up. The cars have started. This is where it all comes to, Brad. You want to be in this race? Now's the time. This is the time to shine right now. If you don't shine now, you got a long off season to wait.
You got a long off season to wait and all the guessing why you didn't do this, do that. But tonight is a night to shine. And I would say 29 changed tires. Either they got a tire going down on the grid while they were doing the autograph session, or maybe there was a strategy change there where they wanted to go with a different set of tires and save the other ones for the last half.
Yeah, well, good news is the 29 of Greg Proud did make it out. He will roll off at the rear of this field here today in the Dartmouth Dodge. Let's take you through that field and the starting lineup behind the Parts for Trucks Tour Pace Truck. The 97 of John Fleming will start this race on the pole. To his outside row, number one, the five car of Jonathan Hicken from PEI in the Castle Building Center Chevrolet. Inside row number two, the 52, the IWK 2013 winner and past champion, multi-champion here in the Parts for Trucks Tour, the 52 car of Sean Tucker. To the outside of row number two, the 67, Dylan Blankhorn went to victory lane here at Scotia Speed World for the Cat 250, winning his biggest race of his career so far. He hopes to add the Dartmouth Dodge 200 to that list on his resume. Inside row number three, the 66 car of Daryl Marr. To his outside on row number three, you have the number 53 of Cole Butcher. Inside row four, the zero, Dexter Construction Chevrolet. That is Sean Turple. Outside row number four, the 02 car of Brad Eddy. Inside row five, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. Outside row five, the number 89 of Donald Chisholm. Inside row six, the number 44 making his first start here in the Parts for Trucks Tour. Outside row number six, the number 24 car of Stephen Ross. Row seven has the number 45 of Leonard Bootlier and the number 21 of Sean Pierce to his outside. Row number eight will be filled up with the 88 car. That is Jason Hathaway. I keep going to say the number three car, but it's the 88 tonight, Tim. To his outside, great to see him back in the Tour, the 11 of Marty Prevost. Inside row number nine, the 32 car, that is your Exide Rookie of the Year, that is Sarah McKay. To her outside, how about another female racer making her first start in the Parts for Trucks Tour? Emily Meehan will go to green in that number 75. Row 10, the number 8, that is Ken Vincent. To his outside, the 14 car of Terry Duguay. In row number 10, the 29 of Craig Proud and the number 18 car. Go ahead, take it away, Tim.
Gentlemen, this time by, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs. Follow Thomas in the front straightaway. We don't need anything left on this racetrack. Grab it, wave your hand, wave your hats. Let's give these drivers a Scotia Speed World wave off. They're going to wave back at you and thank you for coming out and supporting them in the Dartmouth Dodge 200 round number 12 on the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour.
And this is where the energy level picks up, not only inside the race cars, but you can feel it here in the grandstand. Jerry Paxton, this is going to be a wild, wild start to the Dartmouth Dodge 200.
And you can feel the excitement building even down here on pit lane. The crews were sitting back, relaxed. They said that we've done our job. It's all up to the driver now. All of a sudden now, everybody's on edge. They're ready. They want to see what their drivers are going to do with what they've given them.
Josh, temperatures are coming up in those race cars. We're only moments away from that green flag.
And the wind is picking up down here on pit lane. Joe, we couldn't have scripted a better front end for this race. Tucker, Hicken, Fleming looking for green this time around.
Green flag in the air. We're underway on round number 12. And Fleming quickly out to the lead, trying to lead one lap and get five bonus points. Caution, caution, caution. I guess race control next door did not like that start, and we are going to re-rock him again, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. The 97 of Fleming, a little bit quick on the start there, or it could have been the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Maybe not coming up to full song right off the bat. It kind of looked like that situation, Brad. What do you think?
It's a little bit of cat and mouse, Joe, playing up front, 5 laid back, try to get to jump, and Fleming snookered him. We'll see what goes here.
Yeah, absolutely. Green flag. Get ready to come back out. That looks a whole lot better. 97.5 across the line side by side.
Looks better up in front. 97.5 side by side. Fleming needs to lead a lap and get 5 bonus points to inch himself a bit closer to this 5th Partridge Trucks Pro Stock Tour Championship. This time by lap number 1 goes to John Fleming.
And Fleming brings it down into turn 1 and 2. Everybody was right. It's the inside lane that's quick. We got trouble on the front straightaway.
Jason Hathaway around off corner number 4. And I don't think he got the wall, Joe. He came mighty, mighty close. He may have scared that English jeweler sign on the front straightaway. But he gets it righted again on the Vando track. And we will be under caution for the first time this evening on lap number 2.
Yeah. Did you happen to pick that up, Jerry, on how the 88 got around there?
I did not. I was watching everybody go through turns 1 and 2.
Anybody? No, I didn't either. I just, I seen the caution flag come out, didn't know why.
It was showing 15th at the time for Jason Hathaway, and I didn't see it, but he was running 15th at the time of caution.
Okay, well, that's okay. 200 laps, a long way to go, with only one in the book. 199 left to go.
Well, it's Jason's first time here, and these cars are a lot lighter than what they run on the Canadian Tire Series that he's used to driving, so it may take him a little bit to get used to it. Maybe didn't get enough heat in the tires here, Joe, to get it going.
You know, knowing Jason Hathaway and looking back at his resume, started his career out at Delaware Speedway in a super stock car. Man, it was the number 76, and he was a wild man behind the wheel. Won a lot of races, and his career progressed. He went up into the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series and got his first win at Kawartha Speedway. It was a rain-shortened event, but Jason did have the lead when the flag flew, so to speak, and Jason Hathaway got his first win there. He's also a winner of the Summer Sizzler at Kawartha Speedway in a late-model style car like you see in front of us tonight. Maybe not as much horsepower as what we have in the Parts for Trucks Tour, but nevertheless a late-model car. Since then, Jason has really come into his own in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series for Rockstar Energy and Ed Hackinson Racing, EHR. He's done a great job in behind the wheel of that number 3. He's really turned it on at oval tracks. His record right now, I believe, over the last 2 years, he's at like 50% win. He's doing a great job. He's always a threat to win on an oval track, and I know he's going to be a threat to win here tonight in this Dartmouth Dodge. Even though he is back in the 22nd starting spot now, it's going to be interesting. As the field starts to form up side by side behind the Dartmouth Dodge pace car, starter Art Steeves will give these guys the indication. Lights pop out, Tim, atop of that pace car.
And next time by, we will be going green flag racing 21 on the racetrack. Wade McKinnon has pulled it behind the wall. They will be done for the 2014 season. Pace truck driven by Kirk Alexander into the infield. Fleming and Hicken on the front row. Green flag flies. We're back underway in the 97 of Fleming once again with a great start on the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Hicken trying to find a spot in the line, but here comes the 52. Nose in there. Hicken gets a runoff too and will try to take second place back when Tucker's hunting.
Down the front straightaway they come into turn number 1 and 2, and Fleming starting to pull away. Tucker is right on the left rear quarter panel of the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken as they go down that back straightaway. And Tucker, relentless on the bottom of the racetrack. Hicken wants to drop in line.
Sean Tucker started this day aggressive in the dash for cash, and he's lost nothing in these opening laps, putting the boots to the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Behind him, a side-by-side battle shaping up. Cole Butcher trying to move forward on the outside of the 0-2, Brad Eddy.
Linghorn looks hungry on the outside, Jerry. He looked at the outside of the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Tucker was looking to the inside. We almost had 3 wide down at your end.
And Hicken showing some muscle at the moment, trying to get that thing out in front. Here comes
Trouble.
Tucker to the inside again.
Trouble, guys, out of turn number 3.
Yeah, the 45 of Boutelier goes around down in the center of turns 3 and 4. Just looked like a little bit of an accordion effect, and around goes the number 45. Doesn't look like any damage on that one, Brad. It looks like Leonard's going to be able to just rejoin the field at the back by the looks of it.
Yeah, he didn't do any damage at all. He just got turned around there. Getting back to Jason Hathaway, I had talked to George in the pit before I come out, and they did do some last-minute changes on that car, so from what they had in the heat race. So that's always fun to start off the feature with.
Yeah. A little different feel than what you had when you were out there on a car that you're not used to being in. It's got to be a little unnerving, but if anybody can handle it, that number 88 can. And if you have a look at him right now, he did restart this race. We are working lap 5 of the Dartmouth Dodge 200. And when we look down through the list, we can see that Jason Hathaway is up into the 20, a spot. So he has gained at least one or two spots since that early caution flag right off the top of this race where he went around.
And I just saw Greg Proud drop into the rear of the field looking at the running order. Greg Proud was running 15th. Leonard Bootlier was running 13th. So that may be an indication of the no-fault rule, Joe, where there may have been no contact between those two.
Tim, there was some definite fault. Those guys barreled into turn 3, and Greg Proud lifted the back end of the 45 of Leonard Bootlier, sent him up the racetrack and spinning sideways. There was definite contact. Officials were all over that one, and that is why the 29 car is going to restart at the back.
And the lights are still on atop the pace cars, so we will be another lap anyway, Jerry, before we get these cars back under green. Some good restarts so far. There's only been a couple of them, but it's good to see that everybody is intact, sort of get the feel for what they got.
The restarts are going to be key. The more often we do those, the more edgy the drivers get, because they got to keep practicing and they got to keep doing them. But I have noticed one thing already, and that is the drivers were right. They told us the inside line would be the fast one. Maybe the second and third groups will come in a little later, but we've been watching everybody try to find a way to get to the bottom of the racetrack. That is where you're making ground.
Lights out atop of the pace truck, and it will duck down pit road as we speak. Field side by side working their way to through turns 3-4 and back to the green flag, lap number 6 in the books, Tim.
What a beautiful start between the 97 and the 5, dead even as they came down the front straightaway and into corners number 1 and 2. 97 going to try to take the advantage on the 5, but don't look now, here comes the 67 on the inside, Blankhorn, now on the inside of Tucker as they go side by side for second. Pickett falls in behind the number 97 and chases down the Dartmouth Dodge Charger down the back straightaway. 97 leaps off corner number 2 and gets a great run. 52 going to move to third.
And Dylan Blankhorn in the 67 had no choice. He had to back it off just a little bit going into 3, and that allowed Tucker to steal a position. Right now, the car on the move, the 66 of Carroll Marr, as he is up into that top 5.
32 car, Sarah McKay around on the front straightaway, and that will draw the caution flag. And Brad, I was just about to say there, that 53 and 67 after last week, I don't think there's any love lost there between those two.
I didn't get down to that race, but from what I read in Tim's corner, I think there'd be no give, there'd be all take.
The 67 apologized over social media this week, but the 53 I don't think was buying it.
Well, it's a tough deal. The 53 was about to win his first race from what I read with the article, and he had it taken more or less from him. All fairness, 67 racing today on the lead lap also. You don't want to, as a competitor, to lay over and die. These two guys are good friends. They come up through the legends. There's a little tiff between them, who's the best. 67 already got his win. So you can see 53's point in a way. He really wanted his win, but he'll get his day.
29 down on pit road. Josh, what are they doing to that race car? Because it kind of looks like they're still trying to fight something with that thing.
Well, guys, when they first brought it in during the driver introductions, they just weren't happy with the set of tires that they had on it. They were mismatched. They brought them in and made a change. And Greg Proud starting this race off a little bit frustrated, had that early contact there in Calamity Corner with Leonard Bootlier. They bring it in, have a quick look, talk to Greg, and now the 29 car is going to get back out there. Still very early in this Dartmouth Dodge 200, the 29 can just settle down into that seat and start picking off spots one at a time.
Yeah, 7 laps in the books here for the Dartmouth Dodge 200. It's the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour live tonight from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia. It is championship night. The 97 of John Fleming is still on the pole. He's also the point leader, but second in points, the number 5 Castle Building Chevrolet of Jonathan Hicken. He's right to the outside on the passenger door. You've got the second place in points. So you know that Jonathan Hicken is going to be doing everything he can to get the lead of this race. He wants to do and do whatever he can to go out there and not only take the checkered flag and maybe pick up that fourth win of the season, because he's had a great year. He also wants to do some points leading if he can possibly do it here tonight. Cleanup crew on the racetrack. Looks like they are looking for a culprit, or could be. Or maybe they're just looking for some parts and pieces.
They grabbed some debris off that front straightaway. There were a couple of chunks of car sitting out there. They wanted to get rid of those.
And you talk about the unsung heroes of this racetrack, Joe. We talked about our scoring staff earlier, the tech guys. Wayne and Parker, Steve Foley, and our cleanup truck do an absolutely amazing job week in and week out here at Scotia Speed World, and also in the Parts Trucks Pro Stock Tour into town. Two of the hardest workers here at Scotia Speed World, and they've been busy in seven laps. We're getting ready to go back to green. Kirk Alexander and the Parts Trucks Pro Stock Tour Dodge Ram will pull it into the infield, and Fleming and the five of Jonathan Hicken will lead this field back. 97 laying back a little bit. Green flag flies. Hicken will beat him to the line. We'll see what happens in one and two.
Out of turn two, down the back straightaway, and it is Fleming who takes the advantage. Hicken to the outside, and they are still side by side as they come around to complete this lap.
This time out of two, down the back chute, Fleming inching forward, the nose ahead of the five car of Jonathan Hicken, Tucker and Blankhorn, door to door behind them, then the 53 of Cole Butcher.
The race back in second and third right now. The 52 of Tucker, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. A mirror image as they go down the back stretch, Tim, into turns three and four.
You know, it might look like it takes a couple of laps for that number five to really come to life. The 52 and 67 are on it. And the five of Jonathan Hicken back into the clutches of the 67 and the 52. Almost a little bit of contact off corner number two. Meanwhile, as they dance for position number two, that 97 car is pulling away from the rest of the field. And guys, don't look now. Brad Eddy's getting inches way back up in front.
Yeah, I think back to Brad Mann's earlier comments about the 52 of Sean Tucker. That's the guy that Brad has got his eye firmly planted on. Brad, looks like you picked the right guy. The 52 looks like he's coming tonight.
52, but don't look now, Joe. The 67 has awesome grip in the middle of the turn. Got shut down by the 5 car. He was making a run to come to the front also.
And that 52 car of Sean Tucker is putting out the horses. He is out in front of Hicken now as they come to turn three and four.
And lots of action at the front, lots of action at the back as well. Sean Pierce, a little bit of a rub last time around on the 44 of Russell Smith Jr. and the 88 of Jason Hathaway. Found a playmate in the number 14 of Terry Duguay. They had some bumping and run going on. Now they've got a couple of cars in between them as Leonard Bootlier and Greg Proud show up on the scene.
As we work lap 16 here of the Dartmouth Dodge 200, let's give you a little bit of a rundown on the field. In the first spot right now, the 97 of John Fleming with about a 10 or 12 car length lead over the 52 of Sean Tucker. In third, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. In fourth spot, the 5, Jonathan Hicken. In fifth spot, you got the 02 of Brad Eddy. In sixth spot, the 53 of Cole Butcher. Seventh is the 66 of Daryl Marr. In eighth spot, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. In ninth, the 0 of John Turpel. And rounding out your top 10, the 89 of Donald Chisholm.
Three wide, Joe. Sorry about that. In the corner number three, that was almost deadly. It's that 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Made it three wide on Tucker in the 52. And that 52 is about to be outside the top 5 because Brad Eddy's going to take a spot on it, too. Sorry about that. That was wild.
It sure was.
The car on fire right now is at 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. He is up into second spot. He is slowly starting to inch away from the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. And Hicken then leads the freight train with Brad Eddy in the 02, 52 of Tucker, 53 of Butcher, 66 Daryl Marr in the 0 of Sean Turpel.
The front 10 are strung out now, single file, but the car on the move is the number 99 of Craig Slonwhite. He is closing in on the 0 of Sean Turpel. The 99 may be riding around in the top 10 right now, just buying some time as Slonwhite makes his way to the front.
As the laps continue to click down here, we're working lap 23 of 200 laps tonight at Scotia Speed World in the Parts for Trucks Tour. The 97 of John Fleming has led all the way from the start of this race. But man oh man, the action is heating up behind him. The 67 of Blankhorn, the 5 of Hicken, and the 02 of Brad Eddy, along with the 52 of Sean Tucker are all starting to come together, Tim.
The 0-2 car seems to be getting into the corner a little bit better, especially in 3 and 4. Then that 5 of Jonathan Hickam. Hickam lets him have that inside groove in the 0-2 of Brad Eddy. Goes to the inside of the KA Holdings Incorporated Castle Building Center. Number 5 of Jonathan Hickam. And it looks like that 0-2 car right now is good on the outside and good on the inside as well, because Brad, we saw him make a couple spots on the outside, but now he's on the inside of Hickam.
Don't forget where the 0-2 car comes from. It comes from Mike McKenzie's shop that's led many a laps around here. They've done a deal with McKenzie. McKenzie set up the car. Young Brad Eddy can wheel it. He could have a good night here, folks.
We're only 27 laps in, and already John Fleming in that 97 is starting to lap cars. He's already put the 14 of Terry Dugay down one. Now he's closing in on the 88 of Jason Hathaway.
Brad Eddy continues his march to the front, gets the nose inside and by the number 5 of Jonathan Hickam. This time he will clear the 5 car and leads about a 5 car freight train. His next target is the back end of the 67, Dylan Blankhorn.
The 88 car driven by Jason Hathaway tonight is in danger of going down a lap here on lap 30 as the 97 of John Fleming does clear him into turns 3 and 4. The number 88 of Jason Hathaway will be looking for big time adjustments, I believe, when we get to the halfway spot. The 97 of Fleming still leads at lap 31.
And John Fleming in that 97, unless he gets into some serious lap traffic that slows him down, I don't think anybody else is going to get near him. That car is on rails tonight, and he is wheeling it through the traffic almost effortlessly.
I think right now, if you're the spotter for the number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, you're letting him know that Brad Eddy is on the way, but maybe not telling him to push the car, trying to chase down Fleming. We will have the mandatory caution at the 100 lap mark. That is going to stack Fleming back up with the rest of the field regardless and give Blankhorn a better shot. So right now, 67 may just be content to find some open asphalt and run this down till we get to the break.
66 car Daryl Meyer looking to the outside of Sean Tucker for position number 5 as the 66 car beginning to come to life a little bit on the outside line. He moves to position number 5 and looks at Jonathan Hickam for position number 4. Emily Meehan and Leonard Bouvier have just gone one lap down to the number 97 of Fleming. And next up on the list is the A.E. McKay Builders. Number 32 is Sarah McKay.
A driver using up a bit of car right now is the 53 of Cole Butcher. He has tried inside and outside lanes to get around the 52 of Sean Tucker and has now eased up a bit to fall in behind the 52 and try and ride around, see if he can find another opening. Cole Butcher, we know, has got a fast car, but right now is stuck behind Sean Tucker.
And 66 moves up on the 5 of Jonathan Hickam. Great run off corner number 2 for the 66 car. The KA Holdings number 5 going to give him the inside line. Daryl Meyer is on a mission to the inside of Jonathan Hickam as they work through 1 and 2. Little bit of a bobble in 1 and 2 for Daryl Meyer. He'll have to fall back behind the 5. But the 66, the 0-2, the 53, they're all marching to the front.
And guys, that was one of those moments where the 5 of Hickam looked like he was about to come down the racetrack. Daryl Meyer quick hit the brake pedal or he'd have been into him. It was close.
Having an eye this time on the zero car of Sean Turple, who was in that lineup from about 4th back to 10th, and he's in the middle, just ahead of the 99 of Craig Slonwhite, and chasing the bumper now of Cole Butcher. Looks like Turple trying to close in on Butcher, maybe get a run this time on Sean Tucker as Tucker opens up a hole underneath the 66 of Daryl Meyer.
Daryl Meyer tried a couple of times to get to the inside. We got a car around in front of the leaders of 14 of Terry Dugay around in front of that battle for 4th. Yellow flag is out and Pierce going to get it. Oh, Sarah McKay into the side of Sean Pierce. Josh, did she get into the 21? Because I know she was on the binders hard if she didn't.
Tim, she was trying hard to avoid the 21, but John Fleming was coming by on the outside, and Sarah McKay, between a rock and a hard place, opted to clip the left front corner of the 21, Sean Pierce, rather than go up the racetrack and potentially run into the driver's side of the 97 of John Fleming. So a little bit of damage now on the Sarah McKay car, and I imagine the crew's going to call her in to have a look.
And Terry Duguay around in corner number four as well. He'll get it pointed down towards pit road. And that's really what we needed, Brad. A little bit of a green flag run to really get some laps logged here.
Well, they get some heat in the tires, Tim. And you saw the cars were starting to handle more. You see the 67 car really strong in the middle of the turn. I think we're going to see some competition for Fleming when they go back. The 32 car looks like it has some damage to the left front. The left front wheel laning quite a bit. They may have been a control arm because of hitting on the wheel. The 21 spun on its own, and she just had no place to go and get into the 21 car.
Yeah, nice to see a little bit of a long green flag run that time to get these machines sort of moving along, and you can really find out what you've got. Movers and shakers, Jerry Paxton. When you take a look at that grid out there, you got to say that that 02 car, Brad Eddy, is making some moves on the track tonight.
Oh, absolutely. The 02 of Eddy is showing a lot of strength. That is a good car, and he is wheeling it for all he's worth. Interesting to note, it's all the young guns moving up to the front, chasing down John Fleming.
Have a look at who's going through the pits right now. The 11 of Prevost ducked down pit road. The 88 of Jason Hathaway also going to return to the racetrack, come in for some quick adjustments. The number 8 car of Ken Vincent is down pit road, and the 32. What are they doing down there, Josh? You're right there.
They are going to work hard on that left front. As Brad suggested, there was some damage. They've been under the car trying to pull out what they can for debris, checking to make sure nothing is, if it's only bent, not broken, they'll send her back out right now. Duct tape is out as they put some of that body panel back together again, trying to get Sarah McKay out so she does not go down a lap under this caution. Leonard Boutelier was also in the number 45. They were having a look at the right side of the car, working a little bit underneath the right rear wheel, and Hathaway was in, saw some wrenches go through the window on that one. We know they've got some big adjustments. They took the opportunity. We'll see if there's any change now in the performance of the 88 car.
Brad Mann, at this point of the race, 42 laps in, do you know what you've got for a race car just yet, or is it too early to tell with 200 laps to go?
No, you have a pretty good idea, Joe, now, because you've run enough green flag laps to get the heat in the tires, so whatever you got under you for chassis is what you got now, you know, with the heat in the tires. The car I really noticed, and I mentioned it early coming up through, the 67 car is really strong through the middle. This is going to be a real interesting restart, but the 67 can get grip on the outside, did all his passing in the middle of the turn.
Okay, we are on lap 42. Let's take you through the field here as the cars are doubling up. The 97 of Fleming leads the 67 of Blankhorn. The 02 of Brad Eddy inside row 2, outside the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Row 3, the 66 of Daryl Marr, outside the 52 of Sean Tucker. Inside row 4, the 53 of Butcher. The 0 car of Terpel to his outside. In ninth spot, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. The 24 is Steve Ross, having a great run here tonight, Tim Terry. And in the 11th spot, the 89 of Donald Chisholm. The 44 of Russell Smith Jr. in 12th. You got the 21 of Pierce in 13th. 14th is the 29 of Proud. 15th, the 11 of Prevost. The 8 is in 16th spot right now. We haven't got a mark on the 17, and they're probably going to realign it because she's in there in the pit road still. But that'll give you an idea. The 88, for those listening back in Ontario, Jason back in the 20th spot, back on the racetrack.
And one lap down at this point, Emily Meehan and Terry Duguay, and we believe Leonard Boutelier may have got a free pass this time by. We'll double check. Green flag back in the air. Great start for Fleming in the number 97, the 67 of Blankhorn. Now to the outside, and here comes the 02 car. Three wide behind them, 52, 53, and 5. They all funnel into corner number 3. It's going to be the 53, losing a couple of spots here to the 52, and here comes the 0 to the outside. Meanwhile, battle for second. Jerry, it looks like Brad Eddy's on the inside.
And right now that 02 car is super fast on the inside. Dylan Blankhorn in that number 67 running on the outside. The only person that's really going to love all this is the 97 of Fleming. As those two guys battle for second spot, Fleming is already starting to drive away.
Brad Eddy in the 0-2 auto fair machine has got his sights set on the 97. Drives off of turn number 4. He'll clear the 67, bringing with him the 66 of Daryl Marr. Out of 2 this time, Brad Eddy in the open asphalt has got about 3 car lengths to close in on the 97 of Fleming.
Daryl Marr to the inside, 66 car, going to go to position at number 3 as Hathaway has stalled it through 1 and 2. He gets it underway, but Joe, very, very slow for Hathaway in the Pioneer Gold 88. He lives in pit road.
Yeah, he is. He is going to be on his way down pit road. We'll try and let you know what's happening there. Josh, you see the car go by. Any sign of a flat?
Having a look, guys, as he pulls into his pit stall. They're going to check up the right side of the car. They're going to work on the right front wheel.
Back up front in this race, 49 laps in the books, the 97 of Fleming is out front. But look at this, guys, the 0-2 car of Brad Eddy has worked his way right up into that second spot. And coming for the 97 as we speak, the 66 of Daryl Marr also showing a great deal of speed, Tim Terry, tonight.
He's got that Clattenburg chassis hooked up, Joe, because it's on the back bumper of the 02 of Brad Eddy, and they have a gap between themselves, the 5 and the 53. 99 up the racetrack a little bit, the 0 and 52 may have swapped a little bit of paint at a corner number 4 as they go at it. Mid-pack to 24, Steve Ross continues to have a great run in position number 10, but up in front, it's all Fleming, Eddy, and Daryl Marr, your top three.
Checkpoint 1 on Cole Butcher's list of things to do. Pass the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. That is done. Next, make his way to the top 5. He's sitting in 4th and battling with the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Cole Butcher, a man on a mission right now in the Tilt and Load 53. Still door-to-door with Hicken. This time through 3 and 4.
And Cole Butcher in that 53, very good coming off the corner. He's giving it up a little bit to Hicken on entry, but boy, he is making it up on the exit.
Tim, we got some side-by-side up at the front here. The 66 of Daryl Marr and the 02 of Brad Eddy still wearing it out on the racetrack. Give the mark to the 66 of Daryl Marr. Move him up into second. Dean Clattenburg's got to be listening to this and going right on. Get moving, 66. We got a race to win.
And he begins to pull away a little bit from the 02 of Brad Eddy. But the one thing that I just saw, Joe, the 24 of Steve Ross just passed the 0 and the 99. And Steve Ross is closing in on the 52 and the 67. Tucker underneath Blankhorn, and the 2-fer is coming for those guys. He wants a top 5 run here.
Watching things unfold on the racetrack, you got to wonder if Steve Ross is one of those drivers that started on the good tires. Brad, man, is that maybe the difference we're seeing right now, is some of the top cars falling off the pace of it and guys like Steve Ross coming to life? Trouble off turn 2.
I would say that the 67 probably cut a tire down there, but Steve Ross was extremely good in the heat race. Donald Chisholm won that heat race. But Steve Ross drove the whole heat race on his bumper. It's just nice to see Steve have a good run here. And he had a lot of bad luck at the Cat 250, worked real hard. The 02 and the 66 are not happy with each other here under the caution.
Yeah, not sure what that was about. I didn't see any contact before then, but the 02 gave that 66 a fair shot, just jacked him up here on the front straightaway under yellow.
Well, the 66 jacked him up to get by him going down through 3 and 4. So that's just, or through 1 and 2, sorry, Tim. So what comes around goes around here. It's early. Both these guys want to win. They're part-time runners. They got nothing to lose to tap each other around.
You know, I think back to the Cat 250 and the 99 of Craig Slonwhite having a great run, and I believe it was Cassius Clark in the 08 that particular night. Things didn't end well for those two drivers. Emotions got the best of them, and they both took a good finish, and it went out the window in the closing laps of that event. You don't want to do that when you're on this racetrack. Still got lots of laps left. We are working lap 58 of the Dartmouth Dodge 200. You got to keep those emotions in check, and it's got to be hard to do when you're in that car.
It's a tough deal to do, but you got to realize these are two part-timers, and they want to win bad, Joel. So they don't want to give an inch to anybody. Where the veterans that run all summer, well, they had a race with you all summer. These guys are probably the second time they've been together. No love lost between the two of them.
And we take a look down that pit road. The 32 of Sarah McKay still trapped in the pits. They're working away on the number 32. The 14 of Terry Duguay down for some service and gone. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn that did go around, and that was the cause of this caution, has come down pit road for service, and he will take the Blankhorn Recyclers number 67 back out onto the racetrack as soon as the stop and go guy will let him. The 11 of Prevost still in. The 21 of Pierce on his way back out. And it looks like the number 8 of Kent Vincent down for a couple more adjustments. And the 88 of Jason Hathaway has got the changes done, I believe, that he needed to that car. Don't know what's happening inside that race car, but it did look awful evil before that caution came out.
But right now with that green flag pit stop, he's 7 laps down is Jason Hathaway. Leonard Boutler, Emily Mia were the only two drivers 1 lap down. Leonard may have got the free pass there. I didn't see from race control whether he did or not. But Terry Duguay 2 laps down, and Sarah McKay 16 laps down sitting on pit row, Josh.
And guys, I'll give you a quick update on the 32, Sarah McKay. They tried to send her out the last caution. She came around out of turn 3, shaking her head, bringing in the pits. They wanted her to keep going. She knew something wasn't right. Left front tire was locked up. They've still been working on that left front since.
Leonard Boutler got the free pass on that last caution. He is on the lead lap as he tries to push his way to the front. Fleming leads the 66 to Daryl Marr, but Marr keeping pace in the K. Hubley Woodworking and Contracting 66 on the outside, hanging on the right rear quarter of the Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center Dodge. Fleming will lead, and now Daryl Marr gets in the line behind the number 97. The 02 and 53 side-by-side, two former Bandolero champions here at Scotia Speed World.
And Brad Eddy puts that 0-2 up into the third spot. Cole Butcher will fall in behind him. And now Daryl Marr in behind the 97 of Fleming. Jonathan Hicken is running in fifth. He's got Steve Ross in that 24 all over the back bumper as they go down the back straight to turn 3 and 4.
As you said, Tim, look at the 24 Steve Ross in this race. He just passed the number 52 of Sean Tucker. He's got a lot of good race cars in behind him. The 24 car currently running in the sixth spot here tonight.
Steve Ross started in position number 12, and he kept telling me as he came to each and every event, he had a good feeling about it, but it's either a mechanical failure or something else taking him out of contention. And now Ross up into position number 6 in a fighting position number 6 as he closes in on the 5 with Jonathan Hicken in front of him. Meanwhile, up in front, John Fleming begins to pull away from the rest of this field. The 66 and Daryl Marjo has a little bit of an advantage on the 02 car.
Yeah, your top 7 right now are nose to tail with about a car length in between them. The 97 Fleming, 66 Mark, the 02 of Eddie back in third, the 53 of Cole Butcher in fourth, fifth is the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, 24 Steve Ross back in sixth, 29 of Proud, the 52 of Tucker, the 0 of Sean Turple, and then it's 2 wide with the 89 of Chisholm and the 99 of Craig Slonwhite on the racetrack. 67 in the books, and it looks like the 32 of Sarah McKay will rejoin this race, Jerry.
She just drove by me here on pit road. She's back out on the racetrack, and it looks like she's a little more comfortable this time, and she starts to pick up speed.
John Fleming comes around the 32, a bit of a tense moment, as I don't know that Sarah McKay knew he was coming. Fleming by on the outside, there goes the 66, and Daryl Marr chasing down the back straightaway. Eddie and Butcher, Hicken, all lined up behind. And how about the 29 of Greg Proud? Made those early changes, and now inside the top 10 is the Atlantic Dodge number 29.
You want to talk about a car on the move, have a look back in the field a wee bit, Derry. You'll see the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. He was just on pit road, got some adjustments. The man is possessed right now. He is coming, Tim Terry. Watch that 67 as he comes through the field.
Yeah, he's coming back up. Big slide, though, for the 67 in corners 1 and 2. And Brad, I know you had your eye on it. He was chasing Craig Slonwhite.
Trouble with the 67 having to pit and cut a left front tire, and now he's got tires that are off sequence, and when he makes the pit stop at lap 100, he's short one tire to be that match set guy. He's in for a long night.
Yeah, good point. As the battle continues up front, we are working lap 73, the 97. Of Fleming has led every lap so far I do believe I haven't seen anybody else top the 97 so far, but the action is heating up. In second, the 66 of Mark, the 02 of Brad Eddy, the 53 of Cole Butcher, the 5 of Jonathan Hickett, and the battle is on. Right in that third spot, Tim, you got your eyes firmly planted on the 02 and the 53.
Josh said he was going to bet on red. There was almost a lot of red spilled in the corner as the 53 of Cole Butcher laid a bumper to the 02 of Brad Eddy. A couple of laps ago at a corner number 1 and 2, the 53 tries to reel in the 02 again. And it looks like there's an outside line here as the 02 of Eddy tries to hold on that outside line as the 53 of Butcher tries to make some inroads on the inside. Nothing doing there through 1 and 2 as the 53 once again works him over. 75 of Meehan goes the second lap down.
Out of turn 2, Steve Ross on the outside of the 29, a great crowd. And they're door-to-door through 3 and 4. Sean Tucker watching, waiting. This time, he'll go with Greg Proud down low on the inside. Steve Ross in trouble alone on the high side of the racetrack. Trying to fight back, but he'll give up 2 spots this time. And now could be 3 as here comes the 0 of Sean Turple.
And John Fleming, the number 97, still leads the way, but he's trying to make his way through some lap traffic. And number 21 of Sean Pierce, the 14 of Terry Duguay, weren't going to make it easy for him. Now he clears them. But the 66 of Daryl Maher has closed up a little ground, but he also has to get by those two lap cars.
And that battle for third, it's the 53 of Butcher that has taken the spot away from Brad Eddy. And now Eddy is going to look in the rearview mirror and see Jonathan Hicken beginning to close up. Greg Proud and Sean Tucker have made their way past Steve Ross as the 97 extends the lead about a half straightaway now between he and the 66. He's also got some lap cars in the 14 and 21 there as well. 82 laps completed, closing in 18 laps away from the halfway point. Oh, 14 car 21 in the back straightaway. Duguay collects it. Yellow flag will fly, but Brad, a lot of heavy damage to that number 14 car as he went sideways. The 21 was there to try to keep it straight.
I think the 21 was trying to help straighten it up, but they both got together, and I think the 21 drove away with no damage, but the 14 certainly got some heavy front end damage. Might be just cosmetic, hopefully, for him.
Josh, what are you seeing down there with that 14? I know they're trying to pull away the hood.
14 is ripped up. Terry Duguay was, I think, just trying to survive this race. He'd been rim riding for a number of laps, just hugging that outside the car. We saw it in practice earlier today, just would not turn through the corners. And I guess this one caught up for him over there in turn number 2. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys pulling away on the debris on the front end of this 14 car. That hood is garbage. And definitely some damage to the 14 as the crew going to work for Terry Duguay.
Well, I see the 21 car has a fender falling off of it, Tim, and probably the officials will make him pit. So he'll have to pit and take that fender that's dragging down on the racetrack on the right front side. They'll not let the car go back to green like that. So he'll probably have to make a pit car stop, have his crew take that off.
And the zero car is also down on pit road. The Stephen Henderson crew is under the hood of the Dexter Construction Municipal Group Chevrolet. They put the hood back on a Turple's race car. And he came in from position number 9. And considering he and Dylan Blankhorn have owned this racetrack, they're having some issues right now with that zero car. What else are you seeing, Brett?
Well, I don't know, Tim. I see a fire extinguisher down there in front of the zero car. So I'm half wondering if they didn't have a fire under the hood of that thing. Very weird that they'd have the fire extinguisher out when they were under the hood, but looks like the car's back rolling, so whatever trouble they had, they got it back on its way.
And the 11 cars down in front of Jerry is the Marty Prevost crew. The Moore Family Racing crew goes to work on the number 11.
Hey guys, the 11 car's been in 2 or 3 times. They've been working underneath the rear suspension, trying to fix something in under there. This time the hood is off. They're having a look underneath. And now the scramble, it looks like they're going to try to lift the car up. They've got some things to look at. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but the hood pins are going back in. The jack stand is under, and they pull the jack back out, and they're going to send Marty Prevost back to the racetrack.
A little more plastic surgery for the number 14 of Terry Duguay. They brought out the Sawzall and took the nose off of this one. I think they're trying to get him back out with more of a modified look for the number 14, but still having a look at some of the other bent bars on that left front corner.
21 car is Sean Pierce coming back to pit road. And Brad, there's that fender that's flopping on that number 21. They'll come down, pull that off. And he scored his one lap down right now. We have 16 drivers that are currently scored in the lead lap. Emily Meehan, two laps down. Terry Newday, three laps down. Jason Hathaway on the racetrack, seven back. And Sarah McKay, 32 laps back in position number 21. And Joe, 16 cars so far on the lead lap. Still in contention for this one with 118 laps to go.
Absolutely, Tim. You know, a lot can be said about an ice-cold Pepsi Cola. I just went out and got one of them. Oh, is it ever good?
Didn't you get a couple of cases of those? I know you threw the tweet out.
Actually, I got to put it out. Got to thank Art Steves, the starter. He gave me he brought a case of Pepsi for me today. Autographed it as well. So I've got that in the fridge. Tara Foster also brought me a case. And how about my buddy over at the Quality Inn Shuttle Driver Deluxe over there, Brian Green, brought me a case. He wasn't even working today. He brought a case in and put it in the fridge for me at the Quality Inn. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm hooked on Pepsi in a can.
It's got to be in a can.
It has to be in a can. Don't ask me why. It just tastes a whole lot better in a can. And I've been lucky enough that I got good friends out here that have taken care of me because the little gas station that I stop at from the hotel, or pardon me, from the airport over to the hotel, closed down.
It's now in Irving up the road.
It is in Irving up the road, and I stopped there, got the shuttle driver to stop there on the way in, and they hadn't got their Pepsi order yet, so they had no Pepsi cans. I thought, uh-oh, I'm out this far out of the city, and I've got no Pepsi cans. Withdrawal time.
Well, if Chris Taylor from Irving Oil Blending and Packaging is listening, the marketing girl from Irving Oil Blending and Packaging, maybe she can get you some when you come down next year.
Well, you know what? I'm firmly taken care of right now, but I'll tell you, I love this area out here, love the people, and that's just a testament to the kind of people you got out here. They take care of their own, and I'm well lubricated. I just got a brand new Pepsi, and man, look at the race we've got on this racetrack. Dartmouth Dodge 200 live tonight from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia. It's the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. It all comes down to this particular race, Tim. You got 119 laps left of the 2014 season, and so far the 97 of John Fleming, he has got this championship. The drive for five, if you will, is firmly underway. He's got it in hand as we speak.
Well, we talked about those drivers that are on the lead lap, Joe. The magic number right now for Fleming, it's 17 coming in, but when you add the five bonus points, you go back a couple of positions, so it's 19, 20th ish. Jason Hathaway sits in 20th right now, seven laps down. So something catastrophic is going to have to happen to John Fleming. Oh, and by the way, keep in mind, he's led the first 82 laps of this race, too. He's led the most laps in this event. So something huge and something catastrophic has to happen, and Jonathan Hicken needs to get up on the wheel. Not saying it couldn't happen, but with 118 laps to go, it's looking a little bit better each and every lap for John Fleming.
Jerry Paxton, this race always holds true to every single one of these Parts for Trucks Tour races we have been out to. Man, oh man, we got a barn burner on our hands tonight, and I do believe we're just getting underway here.
And guys, I can tell you right now, the atmosphere down here on pit road, their business is picking up in a big hurry. They're all looking at that lap counter going 81, gee, in another 20 laps, 19 laps, we could have to be getting this car ready. So the equipments are coming out. They're doing some strategy. They're all talking to drivers on the radio to see what they're going to have to do to the race cars. They're getting ready to go to work in a big way.
Yeah, those Dr. Feelgoods are going to come in handy after lap 100 here tonight at Scotia Speed World. We will see a competition yellow, but the officials here like keeping them off balance, Tim Terry.
Yeah, we saw it at the Cat 250 where it was a couple of laps after the 125 mark in that race. It's going to be 100 here, but it might be 102, 103, depending on where it goes. And keep in mind that we are giving away $1,000 courtesy of Dartmouth Dodge at that halfway intermission. Pace truck lights are off. Next time by, we'll go green. The Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center, Dartmouth Dodge Charger of John Fleming leads this field. Daryl Nahr, Cole Butcher, top three. Pace truck in. Here comes the field. 82 complete in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. Green flag back in. 66 on the outside, trying to keep pace with the number 97 as they funnel down into 1 and 2. 53-02 and the 5 of Jonathan Hicken thought about it as they funnel into 3.
And Daryl Nahr on that 66 couldn't wait to get down to the bottom of the racetrack and chase Fleming. I think he's saving something up for the second half. Cole Butcher, the 53, running door-to-door with the 0-2 of Brad Eddy as they fight for that third spot. And then Jonathan Hicken in that number 5 is really going to work with Greg Proud. This is getting hairy at the front.
Yeah, I think if you can see the glow coming out of the number 5 cockpit, it's the white knuckles coming right through the gloves for Jonathan Hicken as he is working hard to get around the 53 of Cole Butcher, but Butcher still in the side-by-side battle with Brad Eddy. Eddy had the advantage for 2 laps. Now this time, Cole Butcher half car length ahead. He's got some help. Jonathan Hicken trying to push him forward, but looks like there could be the cavalry on the way for the 0-2 of Eddy because Greg Proud is moving up to the outside line in the number 29.
Greg Proud beginning to make his way on that outside line. He's got the 5 of Jonathan Hicken in front of him. The 0-2 and the 53 have settled it for the time being with Cole Butcher and the 0-2 of Brad Eddy in third and fourth. And look at that 66 car of Daryl Marr rolling it in to 3 and 4. And look like he made up a little bit of time that time on John Fleming in the number 97. Maybe Daryl Marr has turned the wick up a little bit here as we get a couple of cars off the base. The 8 car, Kent Vincent, loses a couple of spots there through that exchange at a corner 4.
As we work lap 88 here and make it now number 89. On the racetrack, the 97 of Fleming. He has got company, Jerry Paxton. That 66 of Marr is reeling him in.
And Daryl Marr is relentless. He is riding the back bumper. This is the closest anybody's been to John Fleming all night long. It's less than a car length as they come down to turns 1 and 2. And Daryl Marr just sitting right there. The question is he going to show everything he's got now or wait till that second half?
Well, Cole Butcher in the Tilt and Load 53 is lying in wait just a couple of car lengths behind that leader battle. The 53 has got a couple of spaces cleared now on the 0-2 of Brad Eddy. Cole Butcher watching Fleming and Marr going at it, and maybe he can learn something by watching Daryl Marr take on John Fleming.
A lot of cars, Jim Terry, starting to slip and slide around back in that 4th, 5th, 6th spot. You got some side-by-side back there with the 5 of Hicken and the 29 of Proud right behind the 0-2 of Brad Eddy. We got some tight racing back there. These guys are going to be itching for some changes.
And we're about less than 10 laps away from the halfway point in this race, and we'll see that caution 94 completed right here for John Fleming as the battle heats up for position number 4. It's Hicken and Eddy side by side with the 29 and 52, and 67 of Blinkhorn is there as well behind this little pack. But they're going to have to make some adjustments. They're going to have to throw the kitchen sink at these race cars to catch John Fleming, I think.
Last time by, that was the nicest, most gentle shove I've seen Jonathan Hicken give anybody all season long. He just got underneath the left rear quarter panel of Eddy and moved him up the racetrack, opening up that inside lane. He's only getting up to about the numbers right now, but Hicken versus Eddy is the side-by-side battle to watch.
Out of turn 2 and down the back straightaway, here comes Hicken as he gets up wheel to wheel with the 0-2 of Brad Eddy. Out of turn 4 down the front straightaway, Eddy with just an advantage, but Hicken strong in that corner. Once again, out of 2, it's Hicken who just can't get that bumper past. Brad Eddy now starting to drive it off on the high side.
Tim, that's what you call a gaggle of race cars that time out of turns 3 and 4. Amazing run. As we work lap 99 here of 200 in the Dartmouth Dodge 200, and it is the 97 of John Fleming that is leading the field right now. The 66 of Daryl Marr, followed by the 53 of Cole Butcher. Back to the 0-2 in fourth spot of Eddy. And we've got a downright knuckles bleeding battle going on with the 5 and the 29 of Greg Proud.
Halfway, 100 down and 100 to go in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. Expect the caution within the next lap or so as the 29 and 5 go side by side for position number 5. When does the caution flag fly? 101 completed. 97, 66 down the back straightaway as the field will work through 3 and 4. They lap Emily Meehan in the 75, and there is the caution.
Caution is out. Down to 190 now. I turned the fan off. It's down to 190. When we're out in front, it's okay. I don't know what's going on there, but I'll just keep an eye on it.
all right, what are we going to do for gauges on this thing, guys? Let's measure up the tires and stuff and give me a bottle of water and go get them.
And that's the 97 of John Fleming, right from the cockpit of the car. He is our in-race reporter. I thought we'd leave him alone for the first 100 and let him get seated in. But that was the voice of John Fleming, driver of the 97, as he's talking to his crew, getting ready, doing a little strategy, and they are going to come charging back out. But, Brad, it sounds like he's got a slight problem in that race car, and he's going to have to keep his eye on it. Did sound like maybe temperature was going to come into play here.
Well, he sounds like he's got some trouble in the right front, is what he said. I don't know if he doesn't like the feel of the right front. John's a very technical driver. He can pick up those feelings when it rolls over in the middle of the corner. But that car is awful strong from the middle of the turn out, Joe.
It absolutely is. We are under yellow. It is the competition yellow in the middle of the race. We do have 99 laps left to go, and that's the way. When we come back out onto the racetrack, it'll be 99 laps, but the pace truck is going to lead the field down pit road. These drivers will pick up some adjustments, and we'll throw it down to Jerry Paxton as you got the field coming at you there, Jer.
Well, here they come down pit road. Everybody's moving in, and tires are set, jacks are ready, and of course they've got to wait for the signal from the officials before they touch the race car, but... Interesting enough, I'm looking. Some guys have got two tires out. Some have got four out. This is going to be a very interesting change. There's a lot of strategy going on here.
Yeah, we'll have we'll keep an eye out and see if we can see any right sides going on, Brad, with stickers on them. I don't know if you'd want to come out with, like, brand-new sticker tires for this last 99. You know these Hoosier tires probably better than any of us. What do they do when you put four brand new tires on? How long are they fast for?
Well, you wouldn't come out with four new stickers. In years ago, the last few years when we were putting our stickers on, we would run 4 to 5 laps to break in these hosers so they'd have some grip. You got to understand, when you go out with stickers on, it's like driving on the ice for the first 3 laps before the tires actually come in. This year we've had some issues with the hoser tires, and it seems like we have to put 20 or 30 laps on them before they settle down, because the stagger's been moving all over the place, giving race teams headaches, and it was a big concern in the pit. One set of tires was all right, and one wasn't before the race tonight, Joe.
Absolutely. Okay, let's throw it down to Tim Terry. He is down right at the start-finish line. Timmy, take it away.
Okay, Doug, we're going to make somebody very, very happy here. What are we about to do?
Well, Tim, I just want to reiterate again, one of the promotions we're doing at Dartmouth Dodge this year is we're giving away $1,000 a week to anybody that gets an oil change, buys a hat, buys a car, gets a body shop repair. And we wanted to carry that theme over tonight. But just to let you know, we're going to give away $1,000 to a lucky winner. All of our employees are not eligible, so we made Gary hold the bucket because his name's not in it. He can't win. So we're going to spin the bucket, Tim, and we're going to let Big Sexy pull her out of the bin tonight.
Big Sexy.
And if you haven't seen the front of his jacket, it says Stud Muffin.
And that is Tim Terry. He's pulling out a lucky name.
And it doesn't say Gary Mason, so that's a good thing. But what we're going to ask you to do to the winner is you have until you can either bulldoze us on the way up the stairs, or we'll meet you at the tent in about 5 minutes. So our lucky winner tonight for $1,000 in the $52,000 giveaway at Scotia Speed World is Pamela Brown. I hear her screaming, come on, Pamela, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right, down the stairs. Woo! You don't look like you have do you have an ID? Because you're going to, she's got ID. Yes, I do. Way to go, Pamela. Congratulations. Let's give Pamela a hand. Way to go. Thanks, Big Sexy. Pamela's probably going to give you a kiss.
Oh, Tim's in luck
tonight.
Get
the cameras out. Oh! Woo!
Thanks, Doug, and thanks, Pamela. And actually, Wanda Campbell is here over here somewhere in corner number four. She's celebrating her birthday this week. She was the one that was involved in Big Sexy on the back of my jacket. So happy birthday, Wanda.
What a great deal, Brad. Look at that. Dartmouth Dodge giving away $1,000 to a lucky race fan. Pamela is $1,000 richer by coming out to the Dartmouth Dodge 200 here tonight at Scotia Speed World. That's good news when a fan goes away. And I know we're all going to see a great race, but man, to win a grand, that's pretty cool.
That's really good, and it's just another thing to remember. We always preach it hard when we had sponsors on our car, but it's very important that the race fans, when you go into a place that sponsors a car, or in this case Dartmouth Dodge, just tell them thanks for putting up that program. And remember, the next time you're going to do a purchase, to consider them people, or if you're getting your car service, drop by and give them some support, because they've gave you lots of support here.
Okay, let's throw it down to Jerry Paxton down on pit road. Jerry, what's going on at that end?
Well, I had to chat with a couple of different drivers who happened to be out of their cars, and Sean Turpo let me know his car. All of a sudden, he had smoke rolling into the cockpit. They couldn't figure out where it was coming from. The guys in the pit got the fire extinguishers ready just in case. He said it's gone away. They don't know what caused it, but there it was. Jonathan Hicken says, well, trying to have some fun, but the car's a little tight. They're going to try and loosen it up here as we get into the second half.
Okay, Josh Paxton, you're down in turns 3-4. What's happening down at your end? Looks busy down there.
Very busy. We've got some cars that had some earlier damage, like Sarah McKay and Terry Duguay, that crew's still working to do some repairs. Kent Vincent's team's been working under the right rear wheel. I saw them working on some springs. Lots of tire changes going on. Joe, you had us on sticker watch. Haven't seen any stickers, but to Brad Mann's point, lots of what looked like scuffed tires. Maybe five laps on them at most, just enough to dirty them up. Lots of tires going on the right sides. It's been a popular set that we've seen. Most drivers on my end staying in the car. A couple of drivers got together, meeting at the blue box office, shared a couple of words, and then back to their teams and crews as they get back into the car. We're about 5 minutes to go, I guess, in this break. But lots of busy pit crews down here in 3 and 4.
Okay, let's take you through the field right now as they ended the first segment of this race. The 97 of Fleming, of course, was out front. He's led them all so far here tonight. In second spot, the 66 of Daryl Marr. In third spot, the 53 of Cole Butcher. In fourth spot, the 02 of Brad Eddy. In fifth spot, the number 5 from PEI, that is Jonathan Hicken. In sixth spot, the 29 of Greg Proud. In seventh spot, the 52 car of Sean Tucker. In eighth, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. In ninth spot, the 89 of Donald Chisholm. In 10th, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. In 11th, the 0 of Sean Turple. In 12th, the 24 of Steve Ross. In 13th spot, the 44 of Russell Smith Jr. In 14th spot, the number 8 car of Kent Vincent. 15th spot is the 45 of Leonard Boudelaire. And then we look back to the 16th spot, the 11 of Marty Prevost. In 17th spot, the 21 car of Sean Pierce. He is down one lap. In 18th spot, the 75 of Emily Meehan. She is down, three laps. The 19th spot, the 14 of Terry Duguay. He has completed 97 laps so far here tonight. In 20th spot, the number 88 of Jason Hathaway. He has got 94 laps completed. And we take a look back. Sarah McKay in the 21st spot. In the 32 car, and the 22nd spot, the 18 car, has been completed, and it doesn't look like he did any laps here tonight. So, service is being completed down on pit road, and we will start to see these cars get back under power and come back out onto the racetrack, and we will complete the second segment of the Dartmouth Dodge 200. And we will put a cap on 2014 and crown a champion, Tim Terry. So far, it looks like the 97 of John Fleming has firmly got this one in hand. And we are going to hear from John Fleming throughout the course of this segment.
But there's still 100 laps left to go. If they made an adjustment, hopefully they went the right way and didn't go backwards, because they had Daryl Marr closing in on them in that latter half of the first segment. So we'll see if Fleming did make any adjustments or whatever the case may be, as the firefighters make their way back across. 2 minutes left on the clock as we get ready to go back to racing. And Joe, I think you're getting ready to have a conversation with somebody, are you?
Yeah,
he's trying to untangle his headset. There we go.
Okay, yeah, we'll check in right now with the 97 car of John Fleming. John, things looking pretty good. You had that first part of the race firmly in hand. How's the 97 feeling right now?
The 97 is pretty stout right now. The boys hit the setup spot on today, and good time to do it. Hopefully the second set of tires come in like the first ones, and I think we're good to go.
We've seen the 66 car of Daryl Marr sort of roll right up on the back end of the race car there on the 97 throughout the course of that first segment. Is he much of a threat, or were you just sort of keeping him in check back there?
Just keeping an eye on him, and he got a little closer, so we had to check up the pace again.
10-4. Okay, John, good luck in the rest of this race. If we happen to get a caution and it doesn't look like you're too busy of a guy, we'll check back in with you. Good luck, bud.
Yep.
That's the 97 of John Fleming. He's ready to go for this second half, Brad. This is the interesting part of the race. Now we've got some changes done to all of these race cars. Are the changes going to work? Have you done the right changes? And are you second-guessing yourself right now sitting in that race car?
Changes is one thing on this, Joe, but the big question is going to be tires. Fleming started the race on old tires, so he's now on new tires. We've had guys take right sides. They had new right sides first half, new right sides second half. The trouble with taking right sides only, sometimes the lefts don't match up with the second set when they're cold. So I think tires would be the biggest issue here in the second half.
Jerry, who are you going to keep your eye on this, the second half of the Dartmouth Dodge 200?
I'm still watching that number 53 of Cole Butcher. I don't think Cole's done yet tonight. He was their pit stop. They were smack on and back out. They were the first car to fire up and roll off pit lane. I think Cole Butcher's got something.
Josh Paxton, down at your end, who have you got your eye on, buddy?
I've been really impressed with the run put together by the 66 of Daryl Marr. The car I want to see come to life in the second half, the 02 of Brad Eddy. He's right up there with Cole Butcher, and I think between the two of them, we're going to see some fireworks in the next 90 or so laps.
Tim Terry, what do you think? You've seen every single lap here this year. You have for the last, 6 years or so. What are you thinking we're going to see here in the next 99?
It's going to be exciting. Steve Ross was good in that first run, but I think back to a couple of years ago with Jerome Kehoe in that number 98 car where he dominated the first half of this race and then put new tires on, or the older tires on, and fell back through the field. So I'm not sure what the 24 has, but it was exciting to see him run up front early in the race. Russell Smith Jr. has been running in the top 10, and got a couple of drivers at the back that are just trying to salvage the rest of this race, but the 97 looks pretty stout up in front, and the good thing is that we had a couple of years ago where, I think back to Marcus Ambrose, where Ambrose didn't make it out of the IWK 250 at the halfway break. Everybody made it out well in time of the 10-minute mark.
Brad Mann, thoughts heading into this final 99 of 2014?
It's been a great year for the Tour, probably the best racing we've seen in a long time on the Tour. Car count's been tough from race to race. We have a strong car count today. So we hope that everybody will have a good last half of this race and leave on a positive note to take this positivity into next season. We always say it's hard to top what we just did. We've had one of the most outstanding seasons we've had. All the 250s have been great. We're having a great race here today. Fleming looks hard to beat. But don't forget the 29 came from the back. Maybe he hasn't showed us everything yet also.
Okay, the temperature's all starting to go back up inside these race cars. Field all doubling up behind the starter, Art Steves, on the stand. Remember, he is going to go into the Maritime Motorsports Hall of Fame this November. We will hear a lot more from Art Steves. I'm going to get a good interview, so you'll want to tune in on Monday night. But this field is doubled up. We are in for the second half of the Dartmouth Dodge 200. I'm Joe Chisholm along with Jerry Paxton, Josh Paxton, Tim Terry, and we have Brad Mann up here in the booth. We are in for a whale of a finish, guys, and 2014 is coming down to 99 laps to go, Tim Terry.
And it'll be 98 when we cross the stripe this time. Kirk Alexander behind the wheel of the Dartmouth Dodge Ram pulls it onto pit road. John Fleming, 97 car on the hammer. Green flag flies, and we are back underway in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. Fleming with a great restart. 66 and Daryl Morgan are trying to find his way to second as they run down the back straightaway into corner number three.
And Daryl Maher in that 66 was chasing that car up the hill in turn two. He had the wheels going to the right. That is not something you do very often when you're turning left.
Down the back straightaway they come. Fleming trying to check out. He's only got about a car length and a half on the 66 of Daryl Maher. Cole Butcher pulling the inside lane forward. He has Jonathan Hicken and Sean Tucker lined up behind him. Brad Eddy trying to put a run together on the outside, but right now that lane is not working.
Yeah, showing a lot of speed up the inside, the 53 of Cole Butcher, the 66 of Daryl Maher. Fender to fender all the way down into turns one and two. The battle continues off turn three and down the back straightaway.
Whatever they do in the 53, it definitely stuck as Butcher going to move to position number two on the 66 car. Daryl Maher, the five of Jonathan Hicken, tries to follow the 53 through. On the inside is the 52 at Tucker. Also looks at the 02 of Brad Eddy. Couple of cars moving on the outside. Eddy moving backwards. And the 66 of Daryl Maher also moving backwards on that outside line. Eddy going to find a spot in the line ahead of Donald Chisholm. And Greg Crowder, that number 29, got shuffled off to the outside as they went through turns one and two. And he's trying to fight back now as he gets up, trying to get around the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn.
It just doesn't look like there's any grip on the high side right now in the early going. That inside freight train is moving forward behind the 53 of Cole Butcher. Meanwhile, up front, we can't even see him. Where'd he go? The 97, John Fleming leads the way.
The 66 of Daryl Maher, that was just up battling for second spot moments ago, has fallen back to fifth, and he has tucked into line and now slips up the racetrack a little bit. The 0-2 of Brad Eddy is flashing the nose down there as they head off into turns number three and four. It looks like Brad Eddy's going to have a little bit of steam coming down into your end, Jerry.
And Brad Eddy trying to get underneath that 66 of Daryl Maher. They come out of turn two down the back straightaway. They are dead even headed down the back chute. And as they come out of four down the front straightaway, Daryl Maher on the outside now just a little bit. But Brad Eddy very good on the exit of the turn.
Jonathan Hicken up on the wheel, side by side with Cole Butcher through three and four. Castle Building Center's number five taking the spot, but trouble on the back chute.
44 and 21 around. Russell Smith Jr. and Sean Pierce, I believe, got on the binders and tried to get that thing woed up, and he got spun around. Whether he had any contact in the back, I'm not sure, but there was a couple of close calls there, Brad, as the field tried to scatter around that.
I think 21 just jammed the brakes on and got spun around. I don't think there was any contact. Don't know what happened to the 44 car. He just stopped in the middle of the back stretch. He's rolling again under the caution flags here, but it doesn't look like anybody has anything for the 97 car. He just drove away.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here on Race Time. Stay with us. We'll be back with you live from Scotia Speed World. It's the Dartmouth Dodge 200. We still have 88 laps left to go.
Hey everybody, this is Ray Dunlap from Speed. Make sure you tune in to Race Time Radio to see what's going on in the Camping World Trucks.
I'm Ron Bennington.
I'm Fez Watley.
The Ron and Fez Show on SiriusXM. Talks with the greatest minds in comedy and entertainment. Seth Rogen.
I feel like pot dealers are really taking a hit for society. Everyone wants weed, but no one wants to hang out with them.
Kevin Smith.
Once we sold Clerks, we were owned by Disney. Somebody would hand me a ticket with Mickey Mouse picture on the front of it, tell me my travel arrangements. Well, I feel like I work for a mouse, and I've never regretted it.
The Ron and Fez Show. Weekdays at noon East. SiriusXM Comedy Hits 99.
Or listen on the SiriusXM app.
Join us live worldwide at 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, we got to come back to you live right now as the Dartmouth Dodge pace truck pulls off. We're going to have a green flag back out on lap 112. Tim Carey.
And a great start for Fleming. It's now the 53 of Cole Butcher on the outside of the Jonathan Hicken, number 5. as the 97 was shot out of a cannon down the front straightaway, and he will begin to build that lead once again. 53 and 5, it's a replay of the Dartmouth Dodge 150 at Petty International Raceway as the 5 and 53 toe-to-toe down the back straightaway.
And guys, Jonathan Hicken said he wanted that number 5. It was too tight in the first half. He couldn't make the car do anything. Looks like they got it loosened up nicely because he is getting underneath the 53 of Butcher, and he is trying to chase down the 97 of Fleming.
Jonathan Hicken looking like a man possessed right now as he tracks the 97 of Fleming down the front straightaway, leaving Cole Butcher in his wake. Sean Tucker lying in wait in fourth right now, and with him looks like Brad Eddy trying to make his way back into the top 5.
But he's going to get past the 02 or the 66 of Daryl Marr. Marr in the 66 occupies position number 5. And don't look now, here comes Big Bird, Dylan Blankhorn, closing back in on the 02 and 66, who battle for position number 5. Meanwhile, up in front, top 4, single file, a little bit of separation between each of them as the 53 continues to stalk the 5. The 97 has pulled away from the battle for second.
How about the Celtic Ford number 89 of Donald Chisholm, sitting about in the mid-pack? Talked to him before the race, was not happy with the car's performance. Said this team just can't figure out Scotia Speed World. He is working with what he's got, and he is trying to climb through the top 10 as he rides behind the Atlantic Dodge number 29 on Craig Crowd.
And that battle for fifth position is getting a little nerve-wracking. It's the 0-2 of Brad Eddy running the high side of the racetrack. And right behind him, he's got the 66 of Daryl Marr and the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn.
Big Bird, the number 67, that said earlier on in the night that he wasn't happy with the tires they had left for this race. He was just going to work with the rubber that he had. He fell off the pace around the halfway point in the first segment. Now maybe coming back to life as he's trying to find some grip on the outside.
66 on the inside, 67 on the outside. Blankhorn has the spot, has the strike as they continue to go at it for that position. Brad Eddy beginning to pull away from that battle, and the 53 of Butcher about a half straightaway in front of them, painting the back bumper of the number 5 car red as Butcher trying to put that thing back to position number 2. Meanwhile, nobody has anything for John Fleming. 125 completed this time by 75 laps remaining in 2014 for the 97.
In the middle of the pack, Greg Proud just opened up the inside lane under the 0 of Sean Turple. Proud is clear. Here comes the 89 of Chisholm.
O267 side by side as Blankhorn tries to take the spot away now from Brad Eddy. It looks like he may have found a little bit in the Blankhorn Auto Recyclers Cat Shack, number 67, as the 14 of Duguay goes one lap down, or one more lap down, to John Fleming, and now about a full straightaway between Fleming and the next pack of lap cars.
This time out of turn number 4, Dylan Blankhorn with the advantage gets ahead of the 0-2 of Brad Eddy. Brad Eddy has been stuck in that outside lane since the drop of the green flag, and maybe he's hoping that that outside will come to him, but so far, no luck. The inside still with the advantage. Here comes Daryl Marr up the low side.
Side by side, 89-0, back a little bit away from the pack. Donald Chisholm picks up a spot on the 0 of Turple to move him to position number 9. Steve Roth behind them in position number 11 right now as this field continues to work around this racetrack. The 5 and 53 nose to tail. The 52 at Tucker rides along in position number 4, then it's a long way back to 5th. And the 67 at Dylan Blankhorn, you'd have to believe, Brad, that Blankhorn might want a caution here to try to close up this gap before the 5th.
67 seemed to turn up since his tires get heated up here a little bit, and he would dearly like a caution to bunch the field back up so he doesn't have to drive the car so hard to use his tires up coming up through.
As we work lap 132 here and make that 133 now of the 200, it's the Dartmouth Dodge 200 live from Scotia Speed World. It is the championship night for the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. And it all comes down to the next 66 laps. Can John Fleming stay out in front of this field? He has got a bullet of a ride tonight, Tim.
I don't think there's many guys that can catch him, especially with the way that this race has shaped up. The 5 and 53 is your battle for position number 2, and the 52 is getting to close in a little bit. And Tucker is one of those drivers that really flips the switch in the second half of these races. So we'll have to see if Tucker left anything in the tank for your drivers that are in front of him. Fleming to slot Russell Smith Jr., Sarah McKay, the 21, Sean Pierce, and next up on the list, the 8 of Vincent and the 75 of Meehan.
A tense moment, one lap ago, the 8 car, Ken Vincent, as John Fleming approaches, kicked it sideways out of turn number 2. The 8 car fighting the handling as the leader came up, and man, did it get crazy. But Fleming now clears around the 8 car, and a little bit of open asphalt so we can run down the 75 of Emily Meehan.
And watching that battle for second between the 5 of Jonathan Hicken and the 53 of Cole Butcher. Butcher is just riding his bumper. He's putting a lot of pressure on the 5, trying to get him to wear out that car so that Butcher can take advantage of it.
Exactly what we saw at Petty International Raceway a few weeks ago for the win in that Atlanta Dodge Dealers 150 at Petty. The 5 and 53 were the story. 53 rode behind the 5 for a long while and ended up finishing in second to the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken. But now they are coming up on heavy, heavy, heavy lap traffic. 14.75, 8.44 ahead of the battle for second. Fleming has cleared them all.
And that slower traffic has allowed the 52 of Sean Tucker to catch that battle for second as he now sits on the bumper of the 53, Cole Butcher.
The drive for 5 for the 97 of John Fleming is well underway. He has only got 58 laps to continue leading this race. If he wins this, Tim, he walks away with the championship, and he has a 5th championship to his credit. Brad, that's huge.
It's huge. And the other thing is, Joe, it's going to be back-to-back because he won the championship last year. And anytime you can do a back-to-back championship in the caliber tour, this it's really something to be proud of. The only thing now, Joe, when you're comfortably out front like that, you start to hear noises. They might not be there, but as a driver, you think they're there.
Guys, we talked about the 52 of Sean Tucker and how much car and did he save anything for the second half. I'm not sure if it's the way he's got his brakes set up or if he is really driving that car into the corner, but he is the only car on the racetrack that I've seen coming into 1 and 2 that is lighting up the brakes cherry red. Everybody else is cruising it through. Tucker is driving that car hard.
53 continues to chase the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. The 52 of Tucker is there, and they have cleared a majority of that lap traffic. The 75 about a quarter straightaway or so ahead of the 5, the 53, and the 52. Contact over in corner number 2. Prevost, the 99 and the 88. Around in the corner, I believe it may have started, Brad, with the 99 and 88, because Hathaway was underneath the 99 for about 10 laps.
Yeah, the 99, the 88 and 99 got together. I think Preview will just get caught up being the third guy in. This a bunch of field back up, and we'll see if anybody has anything for John.
Okay, just checked in with John Fleming to see if we can get a quick word with him. John, how is the 97 there? It looks like you got a rocket ride out there tonight.
Yeah, you're right. We got a real good piece there. I think if the tires stay up on it, nothing goes wrong here, we're going to have a shot at this thing definitely, Joe.
Brad Mann up in the booth here just said, you know, you get down into the closing laps of a big race like this and you start hearing noises and start feeling things. Does the car feel as good as it did when you started today?
Yeah, definitely. I think they nailed the tires in the second set as well as the first set. Car is rotating really well for me right now. The biggest thing is I'm not sure if any of these guys behind me are saving anything, so we'll just have to see here in the closing laps.
That's going to be amazing, John. Good luck the rest of the way, and we will see you at the end.
Joe.
That's John Fleming, in-race reporter for tonight. He's out front of this one. He's led every lap here tonight. We are working lap 146 of the Dartmouth Dodge 200. That gentleman is standing to go the drive for five. That's amazing. Here in this tour with the competition that we've got.
And when you look at the touring championships, Wayne Smith a couple years ago won his sixth touring championship. That's the most of any driver in this region. If he can win one more after this, given that he locks this up tonight, he would tie Greg Seward and be one away from Wayne Smith.
I don't think John Fleming's done yet. He may have another one here tonight, but he's a long way from ending his career, so he could very easily end up with six or seven championships, guys.
Absolutely. I'd agree 100%. Jerry, that number five of Jonathan Hicken, I don't know. I kind of think he's got a little more left in that number five. He is holding back a wee bit. What do you think?
I think he's getting pretty comfortable with that car. It definitely is working a lot better than it did in the first half. You can see it rotate through the corners a whole lot better. And I think Jonathan Hicken, this restart with 54 laps to go, this might be just the thing he needs to make him get up there and show Fleming what he's got.
Josh, the number 53 of Cole Butcher, really came out of the gate strong for this second half. I believe he's still got a good number 53 underneath him.
There's no doubt Cole Butcher's had a great race car all day. I think right now he is driving by desire, just wanting to get to the front so bad. Definitely a lot of talent getting up on that wheel, but maybe the desire racing a little bit more than that good car that he's had, because he just can't seem to find enough to get around guys like Hicken or Sean Tucker. But we'll see how it goes right now. He'll line up behind Fleming on row two, and we'll see where Jonathan Hicken falls into this mix, if he can get down to the inside or if he may try that outside lane on the restart.
Two feature wins for John Fleming so far this year. He won last weekend at Riverside International Speedway. Can he do it again tonight? The pace truck heads for pit road. The green flag is back out.
What a start for the number 97 of Fleming. The 53 a little bit slower to the hop as the 52 with Tucker on the outside trying to take position number three away. Jonathan Hicken on the outside of Fleming, hanging on the Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center Dodge. Five of Hicken comes close to leading that lap, but maybe he's going to begin to show something here. One of 48 in the book in the Dartmouth Dodge 200.
Down the back chute through three and four, Hicken gives up the leader battle to Fleming and will drop in behind him down the front straight away.
The 52 of Tucker has made it up into third spot. Cole Butcher in that 53 is back into fourth. And look who just moved into fifth, the 67 of Dylan Blakehorn, as he gets around the 66 of Daryl Marr.
And look who's on the move, gentlemen, the number 52 of Sean Tucker. As Brad mentioned off the top of the show, the 52 knows how to get it done. Watch for him in the closing laps. Brad, you're looking like a genius once again.
It's just Tucker's always so strong here, Joe, and he's a veteran and he saves the car to the end, so there's 50 to go. He's got nothing to save it for now.
Three wide down the back stretch, man the zero. The 89 of Chisholm and the 02 of Brad Eddy. That got mighty close in a hurry, Jerry.
I was watching them go down through the corner and I was starting to hold my breath because I wasn't sure they were all going to come out of it in one piece. But it was Donald Chisholm in the 89 who backed it out and made sure that they got through that corner safely.
Greg Proud is marching to the front once again in the 29. He gets around and by the 66 of Daryl Marr. Now just outside of the top five, Proud has his sights set on the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn.
53 at Butcher chasing down the 52 at Tucker. Battle for position number three as they come out of corner number four. 45 laps to go in the 2014 season. Jonathan Hicken away from the battle for position number three. And the 97 of John Fleming clear sailing up in front of the Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center Dodge. One driver falling back is Daryl Marr. He was in the top five. He now sits in seventh and is in danger of losing that to the zero of Sean Turnbull. The Dexter Construction Chevrolet is closed up on the 66 of Marr.
Down into turn three and four, Cole Butcher in the 53 drove it in hard, trying to get around the 52 of Tucker. As they come around now to turns one and two, Tucker driving it hard on the outside is not going to let that happen again. But Butcher driving it hard into turn number three, trying to work under the 52 of Tucker.
Tucker fights back on the outside, has to hang on to it off of turn number two. It almost got away from him. Butcher now down low, brings him back even as they come to the line.
and the 67 of Langhorne closing in on this battle. Then a side-by-side, the 53 of Cole Butcher trying to take that third-place position away from the 52 of Tucker. Works that inside line, and the 53 of Butcher will take it back. And now the 67. How hard does he push, Joe, to get up to the 53 and 52? He's on the outside, or looked on the outside of the DSNM 52.
Yeah, he dives down low now, Tim. Thinks better of it. Pulls up behind the 52 of Sean Tucker. Has a look down low. Will he go this time by, Jerry?
And Blankhorn looks to the outside again as they come out of turn number two. He's still chasing Tucker, but it's Butcher that's starting to pull away. That battle between the 52 of Tucker, the 67 of Blankhorn, that is allowing Cole Butcher to make some moves, pulling him a little closer to the five of Jonathan Hickens.
There may be something tough to these drivers on the outside lane. Sean Tucker finding speed. Brad Eddy starting to move up the track. Donald Chisholm has been riding around up there. We may start to see that second lane come into play in these closing laps.
With 37 laps to go in the Dartmouth Dodge 200, make that 36 laps left to go. The 97 of Fleming out front. In second, the 5 of Hicken. In third, the 53 of Butcher. In fourth, the 52 of Tucker. In fifth spot, 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. In sixth spot, the 29 of Proud. Seventh is 66 of Daryl Marr. In eighth spot, the 0 of Sean Turpel. In ninth, the 02 of Brad Eddy. In 10th spot, the 89 of Donald Chisholm. In 11th spot, the 11 of Prevost. In 12th, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. 13th is the 24 of Steve Ross. In 14th spot, the 8 of Kent Benson. 15th spot right now is the 45 of Leonard Boudlair. In 16th spot, the 44 of Russell Smith Jr. In 17th, the 21 of Sean Pierce. 18 is the 75 of Emily Meehan. In 19th spot, the 14 of Terry Dugay. In 20th spot, the 88 of Jason Hathaway. 21st is the 32 of Sarah McKay. And off the racetrack, the number 18 of Wade McKinnon.
And the top 15 currently on the lead lap there, all the way back to Leonard Boudlair in car number 45, as Fleming works up on the 44 of Russell Smith Jr. to put him one more lap down, I do believe. And the 32, 75, 45 next up on the list of the 97 as he goes to the outside of the 44 of Russell Smith Jr. to put him one more lap down. And he'll start to come up on some heavier lap traffic. And Joe, you mentioned the outside line starting to come into play. The 97 has been a bottom feeder for this run, and he's been on that concrete to the corner.
Yeah, so is the number 5, Tim, of Jonathan Hicken, the 53 of Cole Butcher. The 52 right now of Tucker. The 67 was the only one that I seen that was looking on the high side. But Jerry, he just can't make it stick up there. I don't know what it is tonight. Usually we see that second lane come in.
It may be the temperature. It may just be the fact that for whatever reason the tires have got it's not coming, or now guys haven't run. Well, you're right. The outside lane is not coming in as we've seen it before. The fast way around the racetrack, still on the inside.
With 27 laps left to go in this race tonight, we've had a dynamite race so far, Brad. A good, consistent run. We have seen a number of cautions, but really, things have been rolling along real good.
It's been really spread out since the get-go. Fleming's got a real good car. He's had competition for 2-3 laps on the restart, and then the other cars fall off. But they've kept it clean. There's been give and take. It's been hard racing all night long. But cooler heads have prevailed.
How about the Castle Building number 5 of Jonathan Hicken running in second spot now to the 97 of John Fleming. Hicken, one of the three contenders for the championship coming into the night. And Tim Terry, you said earlier, he had to get up on the wheel to make some magic happen. He has done all he can to compete with John Fleming here tonight, but it looks like in these last 20 or so laps, he's going to come up just a little bit short. He's only one spot away from having the best finish of the night.
Yeah, he's going to need a caution flag right now in order to keep up to that number 97, because as they bob and weave through some lap traffic, the gap is about status quo between the 97 and the 5, but according to what we have up here, it's 1.7 seconds between the number 97 and the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken. As They lapped the 75, 32, 45, and now Vincent going to go one lap down to the number 97 as they tiptoe to the corner. Pierce off the pace a little bit. 24, Steve Ross, 97. Oh, they all check up in corner number 3. Caution is out, and Fleming may have just had a heart attack there.
Yeah, but he did not make any contact whatsoever. He did get the 97 machine wowed up, and he is no more than about 3 inches off the front end of the spun around number 45. That was tense moments.
It was, but what happened, the 24 and the 21 got together coming off of turn 2, cut the left front tire of the 24. The 24 came to a stop three-quarters of the way down the backstretch. Fleming had to be seeing double.
Oh, man, tough deal for the 24 of Steve Ross, having a great run here tonight. Probably the best run we've seen that number 24 car have all season long, Jerry.
Steve Ross is having a great night in that 24 car up until that cut tire, that's for sure. But I can tell you one thing about the 97 crew is they watched that all happen. Every single one of them stopped breathing. They were watching it so intensely, and when it was over, they were just standing here holding their breath to make sure that John Fleming had not made contact.
We take a look down pit road right now. The 21 of Pierce is ducked on down. It looks like the number 88, driven tonight by Jason Hathaway, is in the pit area. The 44 also hit pit road. And Leonard Boutler coming down to get some service done on the front end of that number 45 car. The 24 car of Steve Ross getting a push with the push truck, and it looks like he's going to go to the other side of the wall. Tim, not a good sign for the 24 of Pierce.
And that
usually, 24 of Ross.
That usually means that you're done for the evening, because I'm assuming that his crew is somewhere out here on the front straightaway, and that's a tough break for the 24 of Ross after being up at one point, Joe, within the top five of this race in the first half, and he is currently likely going to be scored back there around 13th place or so. And with about 20 laps to go or so, Joe, he's probably going to finish around 17th, 18th.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Let's check in one more time now with the 97 of John Fleming. John, that was right in front of you, bud. You got it woed up just in time.
I don't think we had 6 inches left, Joe. The thing just got stopped. I just don't know how we cracked, to tell you the truth.
Pretty amazing, man. Things continue to be good for the 97. You got another restart. We've only got 22 laps left to go. I know you're going to be talking to your crew here, so I better let you go, bud. Good luck.
Joe.
The 97 of John Fleming on the pole of this one, on the restart, Tim, 22 laps left to go in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. The 5 car of Jonathan Hicken going to get another shot to get him on the restart.
And it looked like Jonathan Hicken was good after a couple of laps, and that's just the thing. It's good after a couple of laps. By the time he hits his stride, John Fleming is gone in that number 97. Butcher, Tucker, and Blinkhorn, your top five, 21. Laps to go on the season. Pace truck in. Here comes Fleming and Hicken. Green flag back out. And the Dartmouth Dodge 200. And what a start for Hicken on the outside. Side by side with Fleming as the number five of Jonathan Hicken. If he wants an opportunity to win this thing, he's got to start showing his cards now as they go into three.
And it's Hicken on the outside as they come out of four for the first time. Somebody else led a lap tonight, and it's Jonathan Hicken in the five. John Fleming in the 97. Here he comes down the back straightaway. He wants that lead back again.
Door to door through three and four. Fleming the advantage under the corner this time. He pulls ahead just enough by a nose to cross the line.
And now in turn two, Hicken pulls in behind Fleming. He's going to go to the inside. A little contact that he loosens Fleming up.
Jonathan Hicken caught that left rear corner, sent the 97 up to the high side. Fleming connects, but Hicken drives away with the lead.
Bump and run on the number 97, and Fleming now has to play defense because here comes Tucker, the 52 car, looking over the Dartmouth Dodge Charger as Jonathan Hicken begins to drive away. Proud off the base on the outside. He and the zero are fighting at it for position 7.
And on the restart, Tucker took advantage. He got under the 53 of Cole Butcher. And Butcher now back in fourth spot. He's trying to hold on. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn coming fast. Here comes Brad Eddy in the 0-2 as he gets beside the 0 of Sean Turpo.
The 5 car of Jonathan Hicken is out front with 15 laps left to go in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. You know the 5 car has been saving just a little bit, Josh.
John Fleming right now is foaming at the mouth. He's within a car length of the 5 car of Jonathan Hicken, chasing him down the front chute. Now through 1 and 2, the 97 closing in. Jonathan Hicken doing all he can to try and bring this one home.
Down the front straightaway, and Hicken not gaining any ground, but Fleming not able to close the gap either. Through the corner they go. They've got a lap car just in front of them as they come down to turn 3.
They'll come up with the 21 to Sean Pierce to put Pierce one lap down the 5, but Jonathan Hicken has the 97 within a car length. The 52 with Tucker, 53 a Butcher, and the 67 a Blinkhorn complete your top 5. They lap the Racing for Autism 21 of Pierce. And now it's about a car length and a half. The 97 has got to get up on the wheel. 11 laps to go.
Brad, you want the tires to cool down just that little wee bit. Is that what the 97 is doing right now?
It's going to be real interesting here when the 97 gets to the back bumper of the 5. Remember, folks, the 5 moved the 97 to get in front.
And just 10 laps left to go in the 2014 season in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. The Dartmouth Dodge 200 is in those closing laps. The 5 of Jonathan Hicken took the lead about 6 laps ago, and he is still up front. The 97 of John Fleming is right in tow, not a car length off the rear deck lid of that Chevy Monte Carlo that's on the racetrack. And we are coming down to 8 laps left to go, Jerry.
And it was about 3 laps ago that Fleming got right to the back bumper of Jonathan Hicken in turn 2, but couldn't do anything with him. He's now just touching him in the corners, but he hasn't got enough. But don't be surprised, as Brad said, if John Fleming moves the 5 of Hicken. There it is! He put a nudge on him in turn 2, and Fleming will drive down the back straightaway, door to door. They're going to brush each other.
Put your tap shoes on. It's time to dance. Fleming right by side with Hicken down the front straightaway through 1 and 2. Still door to door as they come around to the back chute. Neither one giving an inch. Hicken with the advantage. Now Fleming tucks it underneath. Here they come back to the line.
Just 5 laps left to go in this race, and it is a dead heat. After 195 laps, we have 2 cars side by side down the backstretch, Tim.
The top 2 in the championship going at it for the lead on the racetrack. Contact 5, 97. Fleming escapes with the lead, and now the 5 to the inside of the number 97. 97 broken corner number 2 as the 53 and 52 close up with the 5. Fleming broke on corner number 2. Rear end looks like a little bit down with the 97.
He's got a right rear flat tire from the contact with Jonathan Hicken coming out of turn 4, guys. The 97's right rear is flat.
Unbelievable turn of events here for the 97 of John Fleming as he comes down pit road. He is coming right at you, Jerry Paxton.
And the crew is ready. They're not very happy, but they are ready for him as John Fleming brings the 97 car into pit road. They've got the tire in hand as they go across the wall. The car is up. And the crew going to work, getting the old tire off. They're having a quick look underneath the car. But John Fleming a long way out from the pit wall.
That one started going into 3 side by side. And guys, it looked like Fleming just kind of squeezing Hicken, trying to get him up in that little bit of marbles in the outside lane. And Brad, I don't know if that is indicative that maybe the right rear tire was already soft, or if that little bit of intimidation move is maybe going to cost John Fleming this race win.
I would say, boys, that was all payback, just taking the real estate. That's how the 5 got the lead. 97 took it back that way. They weren't going to give an inch. It's just hard racing. It's too bad that they cut a tire in the process, but anytime you get together with another car, that's a chance you're taking.
And it was just a flat tire. They took the right rear off the car, and it was visibly flat. They've got a new one on. They're going to send him out and see if he can make his way back to the front.
Yeah, we got the 97 back trackside now. John Fleming will rejoin this race right at the rear of the field, Tim. If you want drama, you can't get any more than this with 4 laps to go.
But if you want to talk about championship right now, Joe, there's 13 cars in the lead lap. Even if John Fleming was to finish 13th, he's already led a lap and led the most laps. Jonathan Hicken finishes. If he does hold on to the win, it's still not enough for Fleming to lose the championship. So John Fleming right now in 13th place, and he's going to try to salvage what he can in three laps time.
How about this? Jonathan Hicken has won three races this year on the Parts for Trucks Tour. He really wants to make it four. He's second in the championship points. This could turn into a beautiful night for the five car.
Don't forget, guys, 52, 53 have not won a race this year, have nothing to lose. One's on the outside of them, one's in the inside of them. This could be the best five laps we've seen in 2014.
Unbelievable. And Jerry Paxton, we are getting ready to go back under starter's orders for a green flag. Lights are out atop of the pace truck, and the field is working their way down the backstretch. They are coming to you, my friend.
And I think there's no question we're going to see one here as they come out of turn four. Green is in the air. We're back racing. And it's Hicken who brings them down to turn number one. Tucker on the outside, and Cole Butcher in that 53 trying to stay underneath the 52 of Tucker so that he can't come down.
How wide can you make a number five Chevrolet? That's as wide as I've seen, Jerry.
And Hicken now really going to work as he starts to pull away. Cole Butcher in the 53. Here he comes. He's under the 52 of Tucker, and Cole Butcher would love nothing more than to get up ahead of the five car. On a turn two they go, down the back straightaway. It is still Hicken up in front. Tucker drops off the pace just a little bit, but here's the 53 of Butcher up in second spot.
The five of Jonathan Hicken goes to victory lane. It was the number five's night here. In second spot, the 53 of Cole Butcher. In third, the 52 of Sean Tucker. The zero of Turple. In fourth, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. And that, my friends, is the way the Dartmouth Dodge 200 is going to end here tonight, unofficially.
We're going to have some mixed feelings with this one, Joe. You know that's not done yet. It's a good thing that we've got the rest of the winter for tempers to calm down. But I'm sure this will be put in the back memory of Fleming as what took his victory from him tonight.
An unbelievable finish here at Scotia Speed World. The five Castle Building Chevrolet will make it four in 2014. But the war was won by the 97 car of John Fleming, your 2014 champion in the Parts for Trucks Tour. Tell you what, the drive for five is complete. John Fleming and his crew have done it.
Anytime you can win back-to-back championships, you have to be really proud, and you got to be proud of your crew, all the hard work they put in from week to week. And I know John has to be elated. And John's a front runner, a good competitor, clean competitor. And it's nice to see him get his fifth championship in this series. I've had the opportunity to race with him for many years and enjoyed racing with the guy.
Tim Terry, I know you're down trackside. Man, oh man, what a finish to tonight's Dartmouth Dodge 200.
We're coming down here to Victory Lane, the Castle Building Centers, KA Holdings Incorporated. Number five, Andrew Hicken over at the window. What a show this was put on by our Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour drivers. And Jonathan Hicken comes home with the victory, taking the lead with 20 laps remaining in this event. And Hicken puts the hat on, gets the Haunts device off, and he gets ready to climb out of the race car. He's out of the car, can hear you now, Jonathan Hicken! Congratulates his crew. That battle with 20 laps to go. Let's talk about that.
Oh, man, I knew that was my only shot with John. I mean, I used him up. He dished it back out. And the last one I felt was his issue there getting in. I mean, I was on the high groove. But, man, we'll take that. What a year.
What a year that was. And talk about the little bit of contact. That was fun to watch him up there.
Oh, it had to be for the fans. I mean, man, oh, man. I wheeled the shit right out of that car. I can't thank my team enough. Castle Building, KA Holdings, Kings County Chrysler, King Racing, anybody that helps out. I mean, man, thanks a lot.
Bit short on the championship, but four feature wins this year. That's got to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, we'll take that. I mean, I can't believe it. I was happy with the first win of the season, man. It was. I'm just speechless.
Second place in the point standings. You finished third before. We going to move up one next year?
I hope so. I mean, you get John and Fleming, Tucker. Look at Butcher, the way he's moving up, man. These guys are going to be hard to beat, and we're going to have our hands full with them.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
That's the five. I'm going to get Jonathan over here on the podium. We'll get you your first place trophy. And we'll bring Jonathan over here. We'll get our Dartmouth Dodge representative up on the podium. Where is he? There's Doug. We're going to get Doug up on the podium. And we'll get that first place trophy presented. And second place is the 53 of Cole Butcher.
Yeah, it looks like Jerry's down there, Josh. Tim has something for you in his pocket there, but let's throw it down to Jerry Paxton down in Victory Lane.
Cole Butcher, you ran the wheels off that car tonight, bringing it home to second place.
Yeah, the car was good all day in the race. It would stay on the bottom the whole way around the track and was really good. The new tires helped us a lot. Jonathan ran a great race, so did Sean. And I'm glad we had a great year and we came home with the car in one piece and hope we can move on to next year.
Now, when you came into the break there at the halfway, you're the first guy back out. That few changes, or you were just that ready?
Oh, well, I just wanted to get out, but, we just did a little change and just tighten it up a little bit, but other than that, we were ready.
Congratulations, second place finish tonight, a really good run.
Thank you.
Tim Terry, back down to you.
Oh, down here with Sean Tucker. Let's come over here and talk to Tucker, finishing in position number three. That was a show in front of you.
Yeah, it was pretty wild, actually. I wasn't just quite fast enough to stay with him, but I got to see everything. So interesting, and the third's good night for us. We've been bad all summer, so we'll take third.
We saw you in that second half come to the front of the field. What kind of adjustment did you make to that race car?
Oh, we just loosened it up a little bit, and I think we might have loosened a little too much. But anyway, that's the way it goes.
And coming home position number three, you mentioned the up-and-down season. This has to be great going into this offseason.
Yeah, it definitely helps. Still, we're just missing something a little bit, and we'll work hard this winter and see what we can get.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
That is the 52. We'll get Sean Tucker up on the podium with Doug and Gary to take his third-place trophy. We'll get the couple of podium pitchers down here. Joe, we'll get the champagne rocking, and then we will go to some other presentations to come in just a few moments.
Absolutely. Tim Terry down on Victory Lane. We hear from the winner of the race, the top three. No surprises here, Brad. Man, what a race to the finish in the Dartmouth Dodge 200.
Just when we thought we knew what was going to happen, Joe, we get a caution, bunches of field back up together, and another exciting finish that nobody could have predicted.
Absolutely. Great crowd on hand here as well for the Parts for Trucks Tour. Always is here at Scotia Speed World and the different race tracks that this tour visits throughout the course of the year. Man, when I think back to the season that we've had here, we've seen so many different things this year versus any other year. John Fleming is the champion. He only has two wins. Last year when he went to the championship and went and did it, he had like four or five different wins. Not so this year. He's been Mr. Consistency. Came up a little short tonight with some contact, but what do you do?
That's racing, and we've got a change of the guard coming along, Joe. We got the young guns coming up. But you show the veterans can still get it done. It's a real nice mix. Our sport is in great shape with the young people coming up through. The future in the sport looks really bright. Fans really, really got exciting racing this summer. And they've got to be excited and chomping at the bit for the 2015 season to get going.
Just a dynamite finish here in the Dartmouth Dodge 200. Let's throw it back down to Tim Terry again down in Victory Lane. Looks like the champagne is about to fly.
Champagne is flying down here, and I'm going to get out of the way of the confetti that's flying down here as well. Great show put on by these top three, and they'll spray some more champagne in a few moments' time. We are going to bring out our champion and our rookie of the year. So just a few moments away as the champagne flies down here, and Josh, I know you're walking around. This has been awesome.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun, Tim, and I know Joe put me on a new mission tonight. We're going to capture a couple of moments here from Victory Lane. We'll get them up on the Racetime Radio fan page so that later on this evening, all the fans listening to Racetime Radio all across Canada and North America can catch some of this action because, man, there are some happy people down here tonight in the Pro Stock Tour.
And we are getting ready to bring out our next two presentations as they sit on the back straight away. And Joe, you can see it better than I can. I know there's a very elated crew back there somewhere.
Absolutely. What a dynamite night here. We got a beautiful night to finish 2014. I got lots of presentations still to come. That feeling down there, and you can see the Parts for Trucks title trophy coming in and hitting that stage. Man, oh man, what a trophy down there. Have you felt the weight of that, Brad?
It's a heavy trophy, and anytime you win a championship, you don't care how long it takes you to come over and get your prize. I was fortunate enough to have 7 championships in my career. There's been nights we had to wait in the back stretch to get it later. But the other nice thing that comes with that big, heavy trophy is a big, heavy check for $10,000.
That's what the prize is, right, as we see the 97 of John Fleming. He pulls it in. He can hear you now. Let him have it. He is your 2014 champ. Tim?
And we're down here with Rudy Foster. And, Rudy, what a show these guys put on. And it doesn't get any better than that finish.
No, it really doesn't, Tim. It's been like this all year, and tonight was no different. I mean, these guys just know how to handle those cars. It's a great tour and a great race, and we got a great champion.
And 5 now for John Fleming.
5 times.
And we'll get John up here on the podium. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the 5-time champion in the Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center Dodge, number 97, John Fleming. Gets a couple of congratulations from Rudy Foster. Man, well, first talk about that finish back there, because you and Jonathan Hicken put on a show.
Yeah, definitely. We both had it on the ragged edge there. We both wanted the victory, and both drove our hearts out. I just ended up with a flat tire out of the deal, and that's racing.
And you come home, most importantly, with your 5th Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour Championship. How big is this?
That's huge. Like I said, I look back through the years, and just even wanting to drive one of these things at one time, and now look and see that I got, well, me and my team has 5 championships. It's unbelievable.
And 2 in a row. Do you come back in 15 and try for one more to try to equal the title of Wayne Smith?
Sure love to. If the financing's there and the team's ready to come back, I'm ready.
Congratulations. We'll get the pictures taken. I see Doug and Gary have the banner here. And I'm going to come over here, and I found our X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year, Sarah McKay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What happened here tonight? Because I know it was a tough sled for you.
Yeah, I've gotten that little wreck there, and spotter didn't call that the wreck was out, so kind of got into Pierce and bent the spindle and a couple other things. So it was a rough ride in the last 150 laps.
At the end of the day, you have the 2014 X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year locked up. I know that was your goal coming in. Top 10 finish at Speedway 660 and a lot of great runs throughout this season.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, you'll definitely see us back here next year.
And I know you're aiming for some more goals. Great season. We're still getting a couple of pictures taken on the podium. And I know Karen is around here somewhere from X-Side, and she is going to present you with the check in just a few moments' time. So we'll get Sarah McKay up there in just a few moments. Joe, our X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year for 2014.
And the confetti, as well as the champagne, continue to fly down in victory lane. John Fleming, the 2014 champion in the Parts for Trucks Tour. I heard something in that interview, Brad, and it was John Fleming saying, that is racing. That's what makes a champion a champion. You got to take the good with the bad. And obviously, he could have lost his mind over there, and he didn't. Instead, he hoists the trophy at the end of the night. That is a mark of a true champion. And John Fleming is a great one to have here in the Tour.
That shows you the hands the sport is in to have a champion represent Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour. John's got a lot of experience, and he's always raced hard, and that's the way you got to take it. You can't go spend all winter fuming or worrying about what took place. It's a water under the bridge. It's done. He's got the big prize, and that's all that matters.
Okay, let's throw it back down to Tim Terry. We got presentations on the stage. Timmy?
And that's Karen McKinley from X-Side Batteries presenting Sarah McKay with the Rookie of the Year Award here on the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour. And all smiles down here in Victory Lane, the 32. Had a great season this season, Joe, and she's already said she's looking forward to next year for 2015 to come on back to the tour, and that's great to see. And we'll see what she can do next year as well. And I can't wait to see what shows up for our X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year crop for 2015. You talk about a guy like Robbie McEwen from Shearwood. Never know. Maybe Emily Meehan can find some funding and get back here full-time next year.
I'll tell you, you want a battery to put under the hood of your car or truck, you want an X-Side battery. I've got one under the hood of mine, Brad, have for a number of years. They make a great product, and look at that. They sponsor the Right Tour out here in the Maritimes. They do a great job. And how about the run that Sarah McKay had in 2014? What a Cinderella story, if you will.
She had a great year, Joe, and she didn't tear up much rigging all year. She took her time, and she got seat time, and you could see improvements all year around with her. So it's nice to see a lady coming up in the sport. Also, the 75 car tonight, she rode around, stayed out of trouble. So she got her feet wet for her first Pro Stock Tour race. We have a lot of female fans in the stands, so it's great to see them represented also. And the coolest thing will be the X-Side trophy battery she gets at the banquet. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's coming up. And let's throw it down to Jerry Paxton. Jerry, where'd you get off to, buddy?
Well, I was wandering over around the pit lane here, but it seems like everybody was tearing off. But, hey, you know what? There's a guy we talked about all the way through the race, and I see he's still here, and he promised me he'd hang around. So, Brad, Eddie, this is the first race I've seen you all season with a smile on your face when it's over.
Yeah, we had a good car. It was good. We made the wrong adjustment at halftime, and it was on a scale of 1 to 10 loose, it was an 11 up off. So it was entertaining, to say the least. I could hold my own for five laps, and then the tire would get so hot they'd all just blow by me again. But, I mean, it was fun, and it's just good to be back.
Hey, you brought it home in one piece.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't get hit from behind or anything else, right? So, you know, it's good. It's a money saver.
Yeah, you guys had a really strong run tonight, though, even though the car wasn't maybe the way you wanted it at the end.
Yeah, I mean, I used up a lot of my tires trying to get to the front and kind of stay there. And then all of a sudden, the colder it got, it just got tight in the middle, and I just wore out the right rear. And we made adjustments at halftime, and we just went too far the other way. So all in all, it was a good night, and I'm just, like you said, I'm just happy to bring it home one piece.
Maybe the good news is you didn't end up in front there where all the action was taking place.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Brad Eddy, a big smile. He's a happy man tonight.
Okay, let's throw it back down to Tim Terry one more time. Timmy, who have you got up down there?
Well, I'm still down here with the X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year contenders. Jeff Armstrong, don't go anywhere, because this is your second X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year as a crew chief. You've come along with some of these up-and-coming drivers.
Yeah, I guess so.
You had Steve Halpin a couple of years ago, and now you have Sarah McKay. She says she's coming back next year. What do you got to do to get her more prepared and come back and up the game from this year? Because she did a pretty good job in the first year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She did a really good job. Just going to try and get some more seat time, maybe put a few races in down south prior to the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour 2015 season, and go from there. Seat time is big.
And I know GD Fabrications has been fairly, fairly busy over these last couple of months. What do you got on the go outside of the 32 team?
Oh, not a whole lot. Really happy that Andrew gave me this opportunity to take care of this car this year. And in all honesty, I'd be really happy if I just get to take care of it again next year and focus on that.
Your team's going on the podium. Go celebrate. That's Jeff Armstrong from GD Fabrication, and the guy that oversees everything that goes on with this 32 team is Sarah McKay.
Absolutely, Tim. Great job down there. What do you say we slide out, take our final break, and when we come back, we'll have closing thoughts from the Dartmouth Dodge 200. We got a champion in the Maritimes. His name is John Fleming, five-time champion in the Parts for Trucks Tour. We'll be back live with you from Scotia Speed World in just a moment.
You know, I'm not really good at this Twitter stuff. I have trouble just dialing a phone, you know that.
Hi, I'm Ron Bennington.
I'm Fez Watley.
The Ron and Fez Show on SiriusXM. Talks with the greatest minds in comedy and entertainment. Seth Rogen.
I feel like pot dealers are really taking a hit for society. Everyone wants weed, but no one wants to hang out with them.
Kevin Smith.
Once we sold Clerks, we were owned by Disney. Somebody would hand me a ticket with Mickey Mouse picture on the front of it, tell me my travel arrangements. Well, I feel like I work for a mouse, and I've never regretted it.
The Ron and Fez Show. Weekdays at noon East. SiriusXM Comedy Hits 99.
Or listen on the Sirius.
Join us live worldwide at 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
October the 4th at Flamborough Speedway.
Juicebox going to throw it down low. He's got the corner panel, but McGlynn drives off in turn number 4.
For the Fuel for Kids 100.
We had a good finish last year, and I think we're setting up the top.
It is the 54 of Kevin Allen trying to work under the 81 of McGlynn. McGlynn has the nose in front. He'll take second.
Well, I don't know how we're going to be able to hang on to this thing, but I'm going to do my best.
The chase to the championship in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series, presented by Meineke, will be decided.
Now, I got into Kenny a couple times coming through 1 and 2, and a finger came out the side window.
October 4th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on RacetimeRadio.com.
If you're on Twitter,
follow us
at Racetime Radio.
Stay up to date on all forms of racing,
as well as a chance to win some cool racing prizes.
So follow us on Twitter
at Racetime Radio.
And now is a public service.
Racetime Radio presents Driving Tips.
Tip number 47. Always bond with the race car. Talk to it.
I'm going to give you an engine low to the ground. Extra big oil pan will cut the wind from underneath you. That'll give you 30 to 40 more horsepower. I'm going to give you a fuel line that will hold an extra gallon of gas. I'm going to shave half an inch off you and shake you like a bullet.
And that was tonight's driving tip from Racetime Radio.
You got to talk to the race car. That's the way it sounds. Welcome back, everybody, live tonight at Scotia Speed World. The Dartmouth Dodge 200 is in the books. The 2014 season is in the books. And we got a brand new champion. He's a five-time champion. Of course, I'm talking about the 97 of John Fleming. He did it here tonight at Scotia Speed World. How about the number 5, Castle Building Chevrolet? He won the battle tonight at Scotia Speed World, the 5 in Victory Lane. Here for the 4th time in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Been a whale of a season for that number 5. He comes home 2nd in the points championship. Tim, I'm going to throw it back down to you one more time. You either have somebody, give me your closing thoughts. Well, let's talk about this season, buddy.
And actually, Jeff Armstrong just asked me a very good question. November 22nd is our banquet at Ramada Burnside in Dartmouth. So that's where Sarah McKay will get her Rookie of the Year trophy. John Fleming will be presented with the championship trophy, and we'll honor all of our full-time drivers. That's November 22nd at the Ramada Burnside in Dartmouth. The banquet's coming back to Nova Scotia in November in Dartmouth. Fantastic show put on those last 20 laps, Jerry. That was the show tonight. All season long, we've seen fantastic racing, exceptional here on the Parts and Trucks Pro Stock Tour. Jonathan Hicken had to earn that thing in order to take away the crown here tonight. 4 wins on the season. Dylan Blankhorn had 3. It just comes down to the end of it. What are we going to see next year? There's still 8 months or so, 7 months in between there. I think the best is yet to come, but that was a great way to end off our season.
I don't think you could have capped out 2014 any better than we did here tonight. That was an incredible race when you think about it. John Fleming led so many laps, was so strong. And you know what? The crew knew. They all said, we know Jonathan Hicken is coming. We know he's got something for us. It's not a matter of if he's coming. It's a matter of when. And when he did, he came hard, he came fast, and he made it a really exciting end to the 2014 season. Congratulations to Jonathan Hicken on the win. Bigger congratulations to the 97 of John Fleming on the championship, number 5. And I would have to say, after watching this one, some of those young guns are definitely coming towards the front. We're seeing Dylan Blankhorn, Cole Butcher, Jonathan Hicken. These guys are starting to show their stuff. I'm going to tell guys like Sean Tucker and John Fleming and Donald Chisholm, look out.
And when you look at that 5 of Jonathan Hicken finishing in position number 2, that's the highest an Island driver has finished on the Parts and Trucks Pro Stock Tour when it comes to the point standings. Could next year be that year we finally have an Island champion? And it might not be Hicken. It might be Greg Proud or Darren McKinnon. Joel Hickox came a couple of times. We'd love to see him on the series. We'd love to see Robbie McEwen on the series from over there at Oyster Bed Speedway. There's a lot of Island contingent that could very well run for that. We just saw Jonathan Hicken put on a show all season long without a couple of stumbles there. He probably would have been up there with John Fleming a little bit closer at the end of it.
And I think one of the points I look at when I watch these guys race, we always talk about how we have so many cars capable of coming in for the win. We have guys that are so good. We have a starting field of 22. We've probably got 16 of them that could be in victory lane at the end. We proved that tonight. We've got so many good cars, so many good drivers, and it makes the you know, as Brad Mann said earlier, you always wonder, how do we top what we did last year? The talent level just keeps getting better.
Going to be tough next year.
It's going to be. They keep pushing each other up the ladder.
Okay, Josh Paxton, closing thoughts. What do you think of this race? Man, what do you think of the season?
Joe, you know, watching the emotions tonight, it took me back to Riverside. When we were out there at the IWK event, you watch a dominant driver just have it stolen from him in the end. And again tonight, it was just a mix of emotions on pit road. It was a mix of emotions in the grandstand. And what an incredible finish. And the one thing I'll take away from this season and would definitely look forward to next season is if you come to a Maritime Pro Stock Tour race, you don't leave before the end of, you know, the checkered flag is dropped because anything can and will happen in the Maritime Pro Stock Tour race. This is definitely not a sporting event that you can look at and say, oh, it's over, nothing's going to happen. We saw it here tonight, we've seen it before, and I'm pretty sure we're going to see it again.
Well said, Josh Paxton. Great job down in turns 3 and 4 all season long. Great job by Jerry Paxton down in turns 1 and 2. And, of course, Tim Terry, the voice of the parts for Truck Stewart. Brad Mann, it's down to you and I. What do you think of the end of this race? Your channel's on. That was a different one. What did you think of the end of this race? And how about a reflection on 2014? You were in the IWK 250. You went to battle with these guys. What do you take away from 2014?
Well, this has always been a first-class tour. It's always fun to battle with these guys. There's a lot of respect, a lot of top-quality teams. I can't remember back, Joe, such exciting finishes at every race. Just not knowing. There's been nights we threw the white flag, thought we knew who was going to win, and coming out of turn four, that all changed. Race fans, they got every penny worth of excitement this year. So that's great to build on for next season. It's like I said in the open, how are we going to top 2014? Well, these young guns are coming up. They're going to push the old veterans. And everybody's going to try harder. And don't you worry, we will see more excitement than we've seen this year because competition's about to really heat up here.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you up in the booth doing color commentary for a couple of our races this year. Look forward to hopefully working with you some more in 2015. It's always been our goal to get to every one of these Parts for Trucks Tour events, and we will continue to strive to hit that goal to bring Canada coast-to-coast broadcasts of the best racing that we have witnessed here in this country. The Parts for Trucks Tour definitely ranks right up there. At Dynamite Series. Before we close off tonight, I want to remind you all to please shop at Parts for Trucks. They are the title sponsor of this deal. They do a fantastic job. Rudy Foster, Tara Foster, Jason, Ken Cunning, everybody that's part of this crew do such an amazing job. It continues to go up another notch each and every season. Not only does the competition heat up on the racetrack, but I'll tell you, in order for it to get better, it is the nucleus and the people that run this tour, from the Twitter account that we see Jessica doing to everything that everybody does. Over in Tech Lane, the work is all beginning for those guys over there right now, but it's everybody pulling together what makes this tour what it is. And I'll tell you right now, it is the best that I've seen anywhere, coast to coast, in Canada or the U.S., for that fact. Tonight, before we leave you, I want to give you the unofficial rundown, the unofficial finish of tonight's Dartmouth Dodge 200. So here we go. The winner of the race, the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken. Finishing second was the 53 of Cole Butcher. In third spot, the 52 car of Sean Tucker. In fourth spot, the 0 of Sean Turple. In fifth, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. In sixth spot, it was the 02 of Brad Eddy. In seventh spot, the 29 of Greg Proud. In eighth spot, the 66 of Daryl Marr. In ninth spot, the 11 of Marty Prevost. Welcome back, Marty. In 10th spot, the 89 of Donald Chisholm. The 11th spot went to the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. The 12th spot, the 8 of Kent Vincent. You'll have to wait till next year to get a bobblehead. In 13th spot, the 97 of John Fleming, your 2014 champion. In 14th spot, the 44 car of Russell Smith Jr. In 15th spot, the 45 car of Leonard Butler. in 16th spot, the 21 of Sean Pierce in 17th spot, the 75 of Emily Meehan. In 18th spot, it was the 14 of Terry Duguay. In 19th spot, the 24 car of Steve Ross. Not indicative of the way the 24 car ran all night long. A dynamite run for the 24. Watch for him in 2015. In 20th spot, the 32, your rookie of the year, Sarah McKay. In 21st spot, the 88 car, tonight driven by Jason Hathaway. The number 3 in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. Watch for him next weekend at Kawartha Speedway. In 22nd spot was the 18 of Wade McKinnon, driving for the number 18 of Darren McKinnon. I would take it tonight. Didn't do too many laps, if any, here tonight. But that is your unofficial finish. I want to remind you, race fans, that Donald Chisholm, the number 89 from Andy Ganish, Nova Scotia, is going to be on his way to the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series 1 week from now. He will compete at Kawartha Speedway. We kind of hope the five-time champion from the Parts for Trucks Tour can also join us at Kawartha Speedway. It'll be a huge, huge race. And we want to see you out there. Of course, Jason Hathaway, he went to Victory Lane last weekend at Barry Speedway. He will be incredibly strong next weekend at Kawartha Speedway. But what I want to say, too, is when you go out and shop, like Brad mentioned earlier tonight, if you're out here in the Maritimes, it doesn't matter where you are. You're buying a Dodge or you're looking at buying a Dodge, give the guys from Dartmouth Dodge a call. Let them have an opportunity to gain your business, because I'll tell you, if you do business with them once, you'll be back time after time. Great sponsorship throughout the course of all of this series, and we've got room for more, so please come on board. We've got a dynamite tour. That's going to do it for us here at Scotia Speed World. Got to congratulate the champion one more time, the number 97 of John Fleming. Congratulations to the 5 of Jonathan Hicken going to Victory Lane tonight. Got to thank Sue back in the Racetime Radio studio for hooking us all up. And got to thank everyone for tuning in coast to coast here in Canada. It's been a dynamite night. Thank you so much. And that's going to do it for 2014 in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. And we will see you next. We will be live October the 4th. It's the Fuel for Kids 100. Live from Flamborough Speedway, and we will be live. We'll catch you then.
We hope you've enjoyed this special edition of Race Time Radio. You've been listening to flag-to-flag coverage of Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. And it came to you from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia. We'd like to thank our broadcast crew for the evening.
I'm your announcer, Duke Walker, reminding you to torque it down till it strips. Back it off half a turn.